is Australia's queen of yodeling. What's the hardest yodel to do?
Intricate Swiss yodels, I think.
You ever yodel the cacti?
Pardon?
You ever yodel the cacti? I'll tell you, we've had a lot of women yodel our cacti.
Right. But that is fantastic.
He's the best.
The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Everybody get out of here, there's a lobster loose.
Hello everybody, you got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live, 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
Anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. But please, turn your radio down and no calls to play the name game. No who would you do call. No calls about rating women. No calls asking when are we coming to your town. And no jokes at 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's a three-olive audio martini. What I can say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Roberts, Jonathan
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, hold on. There you go, Robbie. You know, I have all of the microphones up.
That's my own fault. I unplugged it.
Okay.
Phil is real sorry he missed you last night.
Oh, Phil Hochberg?
Yeah,
why?
He was at the show, but he was so busy with his friend, Mr. 40, that he just never made it up to say hi.
Right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Walter, and all the ships at sea. And now, here to broadcast for you in their Richard the Survivor birthday suits, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode.
Yeah.
On Thursday, July 27.
Phone number,
same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
With 12 lines open to serve you better.
Fantastic.
At 877-365-3636, your hotline to the hit.
Well, before we get it, I mean, we'll discuss Survivor as we do every Thursday.
A lot of great stuff happened on the show last night. We got some theories about the people on the island. I think it would only be right that we started the show by discussing what possibly was the greatest Las Vegas-style show in the history of Las Vegas-style shows.
I sure had the best time I've ever had at one. I think it was the best. I really do. I think it was just... I think we've had different things happen at other Las Vegas-style shows, but the whole package, the whole enchilada was fantastic last night. It was a very well-balanced show.
Great. We want to thank the good people at Club Element in D.C. for putting the show on last night, and we want to thank the 1,500 people who jammed the place. If you could not get in, we apologize.
Wow.
That's where they break it off.
Yeah, that's where they cut it off last.
At 1,500, there was no lack of participation in any of our reindeer games, and I am proud to tell you that the good people at Club Element in D.C. had no problem with total
frontal nudity, and God damn, there was plenty of that last night at the show.
It was a festive, wonderful group. It was a bunch of people that wanted to have a good time, and the most important thing was the people that participated. I mean, there was no effort whatsoever to get everybody, you know, lack of inhibitions up on stage having a great time.
No, everything was great, from the nude feud to the Big Joe DiCaprio challenge to the Cheryl with the Big Dyke challenge.
Fantastic.
And the other lesbian who called the show this week, the wannabe lesbian, she came up on stage and participated.
I don't know how much of a wannabe she was. You know? I think she was, I am a...
She's there.
And a gigantic free-for-all during the underwear fashion show last night.
Yep.
Total number of participants... up to 20. I think we may have had a total of 20 people last night.
It was true pandemonium during that entire show. And, you know, they were just very accommodating there, and the crowd was great, and we couldn't have had a better time.
You know, it was our way of saying thank you to the good people of D.C. for making the show number one rated. And they showed out in masses, and we want to thank everybody for coming out. I think those who had never been to a Las Vegas-style show, and we had a lot of the people in the crowd last night who had never been to one,
right,
got a real good taste of what it's like. There was lots of boobs and bush, lots of twigs and berries.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a little mini celebration for Charlie Stossel. As it turns out, our friends Jenna and Shiloh showed up last night.
They did indeed, and they enhance any performance.
And at one point, we're up on the stage with all the people from the show, and like 20 people up there, because the new traffic cunny came out, Lane Closure.
She was there, introduced to the crowd. It was fantastic.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, we were very pleased at that.
Mm-hmm. She's a very hot-looking woman.
We don't get to see her, for any of you here in Washington, D.C., to hear those reports. She does the traffic from another location, so that was the first time that we saw her.
And, you know, we had all been, frankly, we'd been braced for another Patty Rendell. but as it turns out, Lane
Closure... Oh, Rob doesn't like that. Rob likes his Patty Rendell.
As it turned out, old Lane Closure is easy on the eyes. We had Toya and Lisa up there, and at one point, I believe... one of the guys in one of the games wasn't participating, and Lisa just came up on stage and pulled down the guy's underpants.
Yes, and that was the one time I believe the management was a little concerned.
Yeah.
I think the guy up on stage, the director of security or whoever he was, had a word with Lisa after she just couldn't help herself.
The guy was in a contest where if he lost, he had to take off his clothes.
Right.
And he was... down to just his boxer shorts, just his underpants.
Hideous, like Dalmatian boxer shorts.
And really, nobody really cared if the guy took his underpants off or not.
Well, we certainly didn't.
Lisa came up from behind him and just yanked him right off.
Right down there.
Right off. And there was the guy with his old package, all the hair and all the other crap.
What a group.
Involved with a man takes his pants off. And
at the end of the evening, there were people like hanging from the speakers on either side of the stage. We had a great sound system down there, one of those really like rock star sound systems. It was really fantastic.
You know how I knew it was going to be a good show? When we arrived to have our little pre-show meeting up on the second floor balcony level, as we could look at everybody and they couldn't see us because we were up in this little hidden level, there were actually girls who were actually dancing girl on girl in those little go-go boxes.
Absolutely.
And there were girls that had already started to disrobe.
Yes.
Before we even arrived on stage last night.
I would be more than happy, and I don't think we say this very often about joints that we go to. I would be more than happy doing another show at Club Element. They were that accommodating, they were that nice, and it was just a good stage, good sound system, everything worked last night.
And the crowd was great. I think that the crowd was a real makeup of the people who listened to this show. It was predominantly male.
Right.
But on the other hand, plenty of chicks were there. Oh,
yeah. It wasn't like one of those shows we did in D.C. where we got everybody that had emptied out from the juvenile detention center.
Well, that's because we did that. We did it in a rave club that time, and that was a mistake because you had all the guys with ski hats on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And black T-shirts on.
This was a nice joint. I mean, it really was. Real nice place.
And the clientele, as I mentioned, a very... racially diverse.
We like that. We love that. Very sexually diverse also.
Lots of brothers and lots of sisters there. Lots of our yellow skin friends were there last night.
It was the Don and Mike melting pot, which is the way we like it with any show.
And, of course, the cornerstone that this show is built on. That would be your 25-year-old white guy.
Yeah, white male.
Plenty of them out there last night.
Only capable of uttering one thing during the entire show. Show us your tees.
Yes. Meanwhile, guys are yelling this while girls are naked on stage.
I get that.
While girls had all of their clothes off, they're standing on the stage, absolutely 100% naked.
Right.
Guys are still screaming, show us your teeth.
Absolutely. Well, you remember, you know, 25-year-old males, testosterone literally seeping out of their pores and just, you know, couldn't get enough. I mean, you know, at one point I think they're looking at the guys going, show us your teeth.
But what a great show it was. We want to thank everybody for coming out. We do, of course, have a couple of subplot from last night that we'll be discussing here in just a moment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. I have a recipe for you.
This is a guy.
Prostate pie.
This is a guy. This is a child. I think it's
prostate
a man.
Prostate pie tastes like onions.
It's a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a
boy. It's a female kid.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, awesome show last night. Look, I had a question for you, but you wouldn't pick me. What's with the cigar contest, like in Baltimore?
The cigar contest was something that we just phased out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're always
brilliant.
We're always reinventing the show and making it new. And we only did the cigar contest when the Monica Lewinsky Clinton cigar thing was in the news.
Now, to be honest with you, a lot of times that cigar contest wouldn't go because they wouldn't allow you to do that type of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, many times it was actually vetoed or screwed up by management because
but
that's
like
the thing.
I'd like to see it when they didn't have to face the other way. I think D.C. was the place for that.
How old are you, sir?
25.
That 25, horny, frustrated male.
I told you. There you go. That's our core audience. Yep. God bless.
Right there. Absolutely turbo horny. Still horny even after the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to know, I don't know if you saw it in the Washington Post today, but you actually got a half-decent little write-up in there.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it this morning.
Grab me the Post?
You were out very late last night. I didn't get the paper this morning.
Half-decent describes it pretty well.
Really?
Half-decent?
Half-decent.
Okay.
At least it wasn't negative, but it just mentioned that you guys are dominating afternoon drive time.
Oh, is it about the ratings? Well, then, it really couldn't be anything but good. Did you read a budget on that?
I did. Well, he said he gave the numbers, and he said they dominated, with men.
Oh, all right.
And then he said they did increase the number of female listeners also.
That's right.
See, what the guy from the Post does is, rather than write about the overall ratings, or write about, you know, the demographic that everybody cares about is 25 to 54.
Yeah, which is persons. That's all men, all women.
Mm-hmm. Rather than write about the overall ratings for 25 to 54 men and women, he splits it up, so he writes just about how certain stations did with men 25 to 54 and certain stations did with women 25 to 54.
It serves two purposes. Number one, he can kiss the ass of all the stations he wants to because he's actually watering down the demographics a little bit more so he can give more categories. And he can also diss us and not give the credit that we deserve.
Let's see what it says. WJFK's Don and Mike continued their reign over afternoon drive among men.
Right, among men.
With nearly double the ratings of the second place station. They also gained female listeners during the ratings period.
You know? It's a liar.
Technically, you could say, yes, he got the facts in, but the facts are that we're number one.
Right, we're number one in men and women.
And how far down in the article is that paragraph?
Oh, that is, Buzz, well, if you want me to count,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the seventh out of eighth paragraph in his article.
There you go.
Thanks
so much.
What are you going to do? That's why we, you know, sometimes people say to us, why do you guys talk about your ratings? You know, I've actually had people say to me, I would listen to you guys if you had no ratings, because I like the show. But we mentioned the ratings because, frankly, we want to thank the people who give us the ratings. And if you were to read this in the newspaper, you might think, well, look at that. Don and Mike do pretty good in the ratings among men.
By the way.
Yeah, by the way, among men.
He's really, I have to say this, he is doing a disservice to women in this audience that listen to this show and make this show number one. It's persons, and 25 to 54.
And then
persons, not men, men and women.
Mm-hmm. Then he writes that Lou Katz on Q107 was the top choice of female listeners in the afternoon. Well, technically, if you want to break it down into male and female demographics, he was. But if you put men and women
combined
together, which is the way that most civilized people look at a ratings book.
That's right. It's a category called persons 25 to 54.
Right. We're number one.
Right.
You know, in the overall ratings, we're number one, but that doesn't get a mention in his column. Well, F him. Listen, we know the guy has a grudge. Thank you, though.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, why do you think he doesn't put on there, like, how many ratings books you've had in a row at number one?
Oh, come on, please. You're asking me an obvious question. Well, why do you think? Because he doesn't like us. Okay, you know, you would think it would be...
It's a personal thing. It has been personal with every one of these SOBs because when we talk about them, they can't handle it.
Right.
They cannot handle it.
You would think that the people at the Washington Post, more specifically, whoever's writing the radio column, would trumpet the fact that they've got a show here in town that's avant-garde, that gets numbers like no other radio show, and has an unprecedented history
right.
of consecutive number one rating books. But they don't. So,
and you know something? Most reporters are like this. You know, for all the people that might think you pick up the newspaper and you're reading an objective account of what's going on, well, I'm sure for factual news stories where there's really not a lot of editorial comment required, but when you're talking about television shows, when you're talking about certain individuals that are being written about, don't just don't let them spoon feed it to you and believe it, because every single individual that writes that stuff has an angle. He has an attitude. He has an agenda.
You know, the ratings are kind of convoluted. There are a lot of different categories, but if I was writing a column for the newspaper, I would try to dumb it down to paint with the broadest strokes possible so that anybody reading wouldn't have to be in the business to understand what I'm writing.
Right.
To just say, listen, you want to know what the most listened to radio shows are? Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
These are the shows that have the biggest audiences with the audiences that advertisers crave.
Absolutely.
That's it. And if he wrote that, he'd have to write about us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, F him. Thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Thank you for ruining my day.
He didn't ruin your day.
Hello. No, he didn't. Hi, Don Mike Show.
In a way,
hey, it's your big dyke.
What I was going to say, in a way, it's nice to see that he has to print certain stuff that's true.
You know,
we were number 125-54 in men. He just omitted some categories, but he had no choice. You know, if he had an opportunity, if we had that ratings period that we had a few years ago.
Right. If we had a bad book like we did 3 years ago,
it'd be the top. Right. It would be a headline.
It would be the headline. You know, that's what they live for.
Right. But screw them.
Hi there.
Hi, Cheryl, the big
guy.
How
are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
That was the best show ever, the best challenge ever, and I got to tell you, there were lots of homos there. Two little queens came up and ran up to me at the end of the night, convinced me to go out dancing with them because they are your fans and they love you guys. And I want to say a shout out to all the homos that were there.
That's great.
Also,
sexually
in honor of your
club.
Faggy sandals, Mike, I want to shout out to all the homos.
Well, you know, I'm wearing another pair of faggy sandals.
Were there Birkenstocks, Dykenstocks, I mean?
No, I was not wearing Birkenstocks. I was wearing Timberland. Now, that you can't get any more macho than Timberland.
I don't know, cozy is sticking out. That was funny. Hey, Robbie, you look real good. You know, you are looking, still got the big head, but you got a tiny little butt now. That's great. One other thing, did you notice John Kim was in the front giving out these beautiful lays? He laid me last night with a lay, I guess he made out of plastic beads.
This is
beautiful.
Cheryl the Big Dyke, who doesn't take a breath when she comes on the show.
She just calls and she gives all of her observations.
That's
from,
it.
From last day. She noticed your feet.
Right.
She noticed Rob. She noticed John Kim in the crowd. All the homos that were there. That's why we love Cheryl.
We do love Cheryl.
And you know what? She's the best icebreaker because she's the first person to come up on stage and just whip that top off.
And you know, Cheryl also enjoys our show. You know, Cheryl gives us, if we say something that we're trying to, you know, let go a funny line or something, Cheryl always gives us a good response. And I like having Cheryl up on that stage.
She's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, this is Matt. I'm the guy that came down and guessed Secret Sound number 3 to the studio.
Yeah.
You guys were going to shave my pews if I got it wrong.
Oh, right.
Listen, I just want to let you know I got the check in the mail to the day that Charlie said I would get it. So just wanted to say thanks very much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. I don't know why people are now compelled to call us to tell us that they actually received the prizes that they won.
They're happy. Hey, man, I got that thing. I just wanted you to know my check came in the mail, and Don, I got it. Thanks a lot for the prize. I was the guy that guessed Secret Sound number 3. You were going to shave my pubes. Thanks, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to keep it short and sweet. Thanks a lot for a show last night. Everything was great. You guys just made, like, 3 lifelong fans, you know?
Oh, that's great. Oh, good. Excellent. Glad you had a good time.
Hey, thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. Oh, hello, Tom. I forgot to mention he was there last night.
Hey, Tom, did you recover from last night when you got sick?
Yeah.
Tom got sick.
They had to remove Tom from the stage because he was ill.
Really? I didn't know that. Was he vomiting?
But Tom, did you vomit last night?
No.
Why did you have to leave?
Because my bus was going to be coming at 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, so you lied. Tom, you lied.
My bus.
Tom,
there.
Tom, you said it's urgent that you get a bouncer to help remove you from the stage because you are going to be sick. Now, isn't that what you said?
Tom?
My bus was going
to
be...
Tom, what did you say to me?
I said...
That you were going to be sick, right?
Yeah.
And that was a lie, wasn't it?
Did you lie to Robbie?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I had to leave because...
Because the bus was going back to the group home?
No.
The short bus.
No, it was not.
What did you say? What did you say to Rob, Tom?
Actually, I believe he said it to Lisa.
Oh, to Lisa. What did you say to Lisa, Tom?
I said, I was going to be late to go home.
That's a lie, Tom.
Tom, why are you lying about it?
I'm not.
You're making it worse by lying, Tom.
No, I'm not.
God damn, Rob, you love to prosecute.
Tom,
I really do.
I think we're all disappointed in you.
Oh, my. Come on, Rob. Let him go.
I'm kidding. So you didn't throw up?
No.
Attaboy.
Goodbye, Tom. Goodbye.
Why?
Why? Now he wants to know why. Now we have to play
you. You know who I gave the tape to? I gave the tape to Wendell. Why'd y'all throw the goddamn tape at the goddamn fan?
Hold on. Charlie Brilliant wants to talk to you.
Tom, remember what I told you last night?
What?
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Tom.
Everybody's picking up on today.
Wait, you had a conversation with Tom last night,
yeah,
too?
He kept playing and playing and playing, so when I got there...
He was playing his guitar?
So annoying, yeah.
He was playing his electric guitar?
Yeah, so I told him to tell everybody goodnight.
Oh. All right, Tom, we've got to go now, buddy.
What?
We have to go now, buddy.
He's gone. Good Lord.
I was going to ask him to spell compulsive liar.
Oh, Rob, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, do you want Don Johnson's phone number?
Don Johnson's phone number? I don't think so, honey.
Okay.
Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was on the underwear fashion show last night. That was the best show in the whole entire world. I finally got picked to go up there. I was so excited. It was awesome.
Wait, what? What are you saying?
Oh, I was on the underwear fashion
show
last
night. What is Diva? Where was Diva? You threw Diva in the middle of that, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Diva? I didn't throw Diva in there.
Yes, you did. It sounded like you said Diva.
You said Diva. You're speaking so fast, you're unintelligible.
I said dude. I'm sorry.
I guess Diva, when you were saying it so fast, you were saying, dude, I...
Okay, thank you. Thank you for participating last night.
Bye.
Right.
Bye. Glad he called. Sound like Diva to me.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I overheard that guy from New York talking about you guys this morning on a show. Spouting off about you guys, I think in reference to what happened Tuesday with the prank call.
Oh, really? Did the guy from New York mention our names?
No, he was cryptic about it, but we knew who he was talking about, and... He was all over you guys, and he's got the goods on you, and
really?
He'll be back in D.C. and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. Well, if he's such a big man, why doesn't he call Ken Stevens and tell him it's okay for other disc jockeys to mention his name?
Yeah, he's a big prima donna. So.
Big pussy. I mean, listen, the guy, and you know who we're talking about, right? The guy has made his career talking about other disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as other disc jockeys start talking about him, he throws a hissy fit, and he runs to corporate. And he gets corporate to put out a memo saying that no one can say his name, and if you say his name, he'll be deleted.
Right.
That exactly. They will just erase that part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to it. You know, if that guy wants to play with us, or play with O&A, or play with Ron and Fez, you know, take the gloves off and do it.
Let's do it.
You know, we got no problem with that.
Absolutely.
No problem at all.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes corporate stuff going on. A lot of talk going on, a lot of memos going back and forth about this particular individual.
Yeah, all I know is this guy who's supposed to have the biggest balls of anybody in radio runs like a little girl to management when he finds out another disc jockey's talking about him. And if it bothers him that we are doing bits about him on this show, I'd say get used to it.
Right.
Because it's going to be a regular part of this show.
Sure.
Right. I mean, you know, when there's a story in the newspaper that this disc jockey is paying somebody $200 to call up and pretend to be a wacky caller.
Right.
Listen, we're going to mention it.
Sure.
If you don't like it,
stop hiring people to call your show and be phony phone callers.
Absolutely.
You know.
And you know, really, and as you said before, for somebody who has made his hay for his entire career talking about other people, you know, c'est la vie. It comes with the territory. We're used to it. It's done to us. It's done to others. Get used to it. Come on.
Right. Come on. If he's the big man, the top of the heap, the cream of the crop, let's get it on.
Yeah, why should he care?
Right. If all of the other disc jockeys at NEW, and that's the station he has the problem with, WNEW,
mm-hmm.
if those disc jockeys are truly so insignificant, then why, after every single show he does he run down the hall and complain to management?
Exactly. If, you know, if he's that big, he shouldn't have to worry about us.
Correct.
But he is worried. Interesting, if he's making comments about us, cryptic or otherwise, I think that's pretty darn good.
Then we'll make cryptic comments about him, too.
Absolutely.
No problem.
All right, Dynamite.
Thank you, my friend.
See you later. Shout out to Tony and Sam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's great.
It's always an interesting adventure.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on. See, that's the problem. I mean, it's like he wants to fight, but he only wants to fight
right.
under his own rules.
Absolutely.
Where he gets to say whatever he wants, and all of the other disc jockeys in the company can't say whatever they want.
That's the way it works.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, this is OJ. I would like to talk about something.
Oh, come on, OJ. Get off the phone. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I want to agree with you guys about what you're saying about the morning DJ.
Yeah.
Scott, for years, he comes on and talks about how he invented radio, and everybody in radio is a clone of him, and he's going to go cry like a bitch to management. I mean, I want to agree with you guys. He's a little punk.
Right. I mean, listen, he's had no problem saying other disc jockeys' names for years and years.
Absolutely. I mean, really built a career on it, to be honest with you.
Right.
So it's part of his act.
And I just think it's interesting, and I want to stand up and tell everybody the hypocrisy about what's going on, that now we've gotten a memo saying we're not allowed to say his name. Even though on our radio station in D.C. he does the morning show, and we play his name in commercials.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yet we're not allowed to say his name.
Yeah, right. I think you should call him the 6'5" punk.
Well, whatever. Thank you, my friend.
You call him that.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello. Hi. Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, man. I just wanted to tell you it was a great show last night.
Oh, thank you for coming out.
And I want to say two things.
Yes.
First thing, I would like to be Robbie's Jorge. Because he was hotter than I thought he was.
Oh,
Rob.
Hey, Rob, you got a fan.
Rob.
Mr. 60 Pounds Lighter.
Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Yes, sir.
You most resemble.
What?
Rob wants to know the celebrity you most resemble. Rob never
resemble any stars. I am an individual.
See, Rob never gets to play this game.
No, he doesn't.
Never get. Nobody ever likes Rob.
Come on now. I know you don't. You're an individual, but just give Rob a little nugget. Give him a little taste of something. Give him something to fantasize. For God's sake, give him something that he can have. Give him something for the love of God that he can take his teeth into.
You know what everybody calls me?
What?
Pamela Anderson Lee.
Oh, well, there you go, Rob.
Fantastic.
Hi, baby.
There you go. Listen to him now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him.
No.
Yes.
One, why was Dennis Murphy late? And two, how come I got to spank his ass and everything, and I didn't even get a shirt?
I don't know why Dennis Murphy was late arriving to the show, and as far as you spanking his ass and not getting a shirt, did that happen in the crowd?
Yeah, it didn't happen on stage.
I think I should deserve something for that, right?
Did you spank him, did he give his permission to have you spank him?
No, it was against his will.
So it's a love tap, huh?
I think he liked it. I think he was digging it.
What was it, like a Rodney King thing or what?
Oh, it was more of a squeeze than a smack.
Was it like that guy in Philadelphia with the cops? I mean, I don't know. Did you beat him? Did you spank him? Was it sensual?
It was pretty sensual, I think.
All right, well, listen,
digging it.
If it didn't happen on stage, we can't comment, because that was a pretty gigantic nightclub we were in last night.
Oh,
absolutely.
Come on, you guys can get him on the phone, can't you?
Get Dennis Murphy?
Honey, I'm sure he'll call. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, see you. Hello.
Meet him in his mailbox.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
You are the bagel, you are the bagel, and you are the big fat cheapot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fascinating. I don't know.
Hey,
hello.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
Hi, buddy. We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to ruin a movie for all your 6 million listeners.
What's the movie?
Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp.
What's the movie?
What? The Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp, the one where it's all about the devil and all this and that.
You'll be ruining a movie that nobody knows about.
Ah, no, it was pretty popular. They just released it on video.
Who cares, then?
It was so good. It went
I mean, if it's a
video.
Big feature film that,
no.
you know, you've
no,
seen
no,
before.
No, it was a feature film.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Meaning?
Really?
No.
Really?
I mean, it was a really good movie. Basically, the whole thing was the blonde girl that was helping him in the very beginning of the movie.
You know, your whole premise, though, your whole premise is blown because it's not anything anybody's going to go to the theater and see, so you're not really ruining it.
It's flawed. I mean, and even if it was a movie that was recently out on video, like Sixth Sense, I mean, that was a gigantic movie. He's talking about a Johnny Depp movie, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's the funniest call we've gotten
Weird.
Today.
Hello. Oh, all right. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Colin, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, great show last night.
So did that girl spank you?
Yeah, look, she pinched me on the ass.
No, she pinched you on the ass.
Well, how come you didn't give her a T-shirt?
Well, I was talking to another young lady.
Oh.
And this other young lady, Nicole, me and her going to the Crown Restaurant Saturday night.
You got a date?
Yeah.
Dennis got a date.
You're kidding me.
No.
Did you get a phone number?
She's calling me at work between 4 and 5.
I got first dibs on the bet that says she doesn't show up on Saturday night.
No, I got first dibs on the bet that says she doesn't call him today.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes.
She said, I don't want the Dennis from the Don and Mike show. I want the real Dennis.
Well, wait till she finds out it's the same guy.
No.
Who is the celebrity she most resembled?
I think she looks, like Connie Chung.
Wow. Like Connie Chung? Oh, you're going to get yourself some Oriental.
Oh, she's not Oriental, but I couldn't think of anybody.
Man.
Mm.
Fantastic. So you're going to go to the Palm, huh?
The Palm Restaurant. You know, like, she asked me where. I go, I'll take you to the Palm.
What time are your reservations, Dennis?
Haven't made them yet. Do I have to?
Yes. Make them late if you can.
Oh, okay. Like,
oh, why? You going to the Palm this weekend, Buzz?
That's where Marcia and I were going to celebrate our anniversary.
Gotcha. And nothing would make that anniversary more special than
nothing.
Dennis sliding over and sharing a table with you two kids.
Nothing at all.
Well, I think it's kind of selfish, Buzz, that you're forcing Dennis to move his reservation. You know, I mean, he's probably not going to be sitting at the table next to you.
But
well,
you never know. You know how Dennis is. Dennis is like a heat-seeking missile. If Dennis is on the same block, he'll find you.
Dennis, what time were you thinking about making a reservation if you had to make one?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Long gone.
He's gone. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these phones are acting up again today.
Wow.
I don't want to start anything here, but these phones are acting up again today.
I really hope that they don't act up a lot. I don't like your body language right now, the way you stand poised over the phone, with hands, with fingers outstretched, rapidly ready to turn into balls of fists.
Fingers akimbo.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just wanted to comment on a couple things. First of all, you guys are the bomb. You guys rock.
Right, thank you.
Hey, second is, I caught that bit this morning by the other DJ.
Yes.
And he made reference to setting you guys straight on FX last night. I didn't catch the FX show, but, you know, maybe that's something you guys want to try to take a look at if you get a chance, because supposedly did it.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thanks for the heads up.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy. Everybody's got our back, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
I got your back, too, Don.
Very nice.
Hey, if you get Dish Network instead of DirecTV, you can get your adult movies by the month, and then no one will know when or how many you watch.
How much is it per month?
$20 for one channel, and it's all those same movies like the Sopornos and everything.
Yeah, but, you know, see, I can only get all of the NFL games on DirecTicket.
Hell, you can get just run two boxes into your cave, and you can have satellite system.
Get a separate satellite dish just for porno.
Well, they have a rebate deal. You can get all the hardware for free. You get a rebate, and it's all paid for, and then it's like $40 a month, and then 40 for two porno channels, 24 hours.
You know, not only is this guy giving us a good heads up, but he's like intelligent enough to express it in layman's terms, so you understand what he's talking about.
Except, you know, how am I going to run that by Frida to say, listen, we need to get a second mini satellite dish on the roof that just has to be run just to my cave.
Right.
And she'll say, well, why? We get all the same channels.
Can't we get one here at the office?
Well, you get porno.
Well, I don't want to watch. Mike, listen, you know what I mean. I love you and everything. I don't want to watch porno with you.
No, I don't like watching porno with other guys. No. I've never liked.
No.
You know, you always talk about certain bachelor parties where they had stag films shown.
Yeah.
And I could never. You know, I think I went to one bachelor party like
that's
that.
That's queer.
It is the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
When you watch a porno movie, you don't really want to watch it. I mean, you want to watch it while you're doing something. You know, I mean, who sits around just to watch a porno movie,
right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
John, Mike.
Yes.
It's Drew. I was the guy that Lisa pants last night on the underwear fashion show.
Right. Well, Drew, you should have pulled those things down yourself.
You know, maybe I would have won if I had. But I want to thank you for a great time last night, and I want to recommend to anybody that's going to the show, if you're going to be in the underwear fashion show, you definitely should get up on the stage, because the 30 seconds of humiliation is well worth the 20 minutes of watching naked women dancing around in front of you.
Yeah, thank beautiful. You. Thank you, my friend.
It's a nice endorsement.
A wonderful
right.
endorsement. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know how the girl with the hairy armpits won the lingerie fashion show last night.
You would have to ask Charles Stossel about that, because he was the judge.
I agreed with Charlie
so
Spy. 100%.
I thought she was hot.
Yes.
She had a nice face, a nice body, but when she lifted up those arms, man.
I missed that. Now what was it, stubble, or did she have full growth?
It was not stubble.
In the headlock.
It was not stubble. It was hair.
Like fully grown hair.
Well, like, you know, like my beard. It was hair like this.
Really?
Yeah. Or like hair on your chin. Right.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
She was the best dancer, had the sexiest act. She did have the best dancing. She had the best movement up there. Mm-hmm. She played to Charlie better than anybody else. I can understand. I didn't see.
But then when she put her arms up over her head, it was like, ugh.
She was an Asian beauty.
Yes, she was. I don't know. Maybe it's something with her culture. I don't know, but shake those pits, honey. She was the big winner. Your answer is we let Charlie Stossel pick. But
all right.
Poor Charlie Stossel is so sexually frustrated.
And then we took Charlie out for another birthday meal at Le Bistro Francais in Georgetown. And this nice little place where we went out for eggs. And then at the end of the breakfast meal, Charlie and Rob both ordered slices of cake. And I went back to the kitchen, and I had him put a candle in Charlie's... how pathetic we were last
night.
And then the entire wait staff came out from the kitchen and sang happy birthday obnoxiously loud to Charlie.
Oh,
and he didn't like it.
Good.
Which really made the evening, you know, as we're all going, happy birthday, showing our
was
teeth.
Was it like a Full Metal Jacket? Like, you know, happy birthday, dear Jesus.
I was harmonizing.
Happy birthday to you.
Great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, they sent a recovery team from Germany over to France to help recover all the bodies, right?
Sounds to me like there might be a tasteless joke in our offing.
Okay, and?
I might need Mike to help me with this, but they have a little man going around going, "Who is this man?"
Okay, I got what he's doing. He's just doing a Hogan Zeros thing. When they're going through the bodies.
Right.
Who is this man?
Like a Hochstetter?
Yeah.
From Hogan Zeros.
Right. Who is this man? Clink. Clink. Come on, that's what we're all kidding. Clink, who is this man? Hello.
Fellas.
It wasn't real funny. No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
This is one of your deviant brothers that was at the show last night.
Oh, well, many, many deviant brothers last night. And you know, I said this on stage, and I really mean it. I just can't figure out the soul brother handshake. You know, so many brothers were at the show last night, and what I desperately want to do with brothers when I meet a black guy, what I want to do is I just want to do that thing where you just touch fist to fist.
Yeah, that's
Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. What Tiger Woods does every time.
That is my all-time favorite. That is what I believe should be any time of competition. It should always be that. I think it's the best one because it's. The least amount of contact with another human being. You just sit there, butt fists, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's fantastic.
But because, you know, I'm basically a scared white guy from the suburbs, mm-hmm. when a brother approaches me, and I'm not going to put my hand into a fist immediately.
No.
So I would, you know, thrust my hand out of that regular, you know, white guy, hi, glad to meet you fashion.
Right.
And then I ended up doing like a million different hand gyrations with mm-hmm. guys. And yep. I was bumping elbows with guys.
And you tried it up on stage, and I thought everybody was very amused as you failed miserably trying to.
And I was really trying.
I know you.
With that guy with the dreadlock?
Yeah, you were trying to do it, and he had a very complex handshake.
Yes,
I mean, it was
up and down and left and right, and you do the boom, 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 and the bum, bum, bum.
I like the, you know, the touching fists. I wish that would cut across all racial lines and that everybody would do that now. I think it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Hey, two things for you, fellas. First off, excellent show last night.
Oh, thanks for coming.
And either Lisa had no panties or thongs, but she had the softest ass.
She had the softest ass?
Oh, yeah. She got grabbed and she blamed it on another brother, so I'll let her take the blame for it.
Oh. So you grabbed her ass.
Oh, God.
I had to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, brother.
Well, no wonder he had a great time at the show. He grabbed Lisa's ass.
There you go. Another satisfied customer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Too bad I couldn't. Where was that show yesterday, by the way?
Oh, come on. What do you want?
I'm serious. Listen, my uncle used to work on this, was on the Spike Jonze show back in the 50s, and I heard you talking to Billy Barty. This is a God's truth. Is there any way, my uncle has been trying to contact Barty for years and years. Is there any way I can get his number?
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, no, I take it back. Is he still there?
No.
1-800-MIDGET. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Some guy that wants to roll Billy Barty. He owes him money.
Hello.
Don, Radio Gods.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Maya out of Spokane. I got a question about the Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge. I haven't heard anything about that yet.
You know what happened? Cheryl called in today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that part, but a while back, I think it was last week, you had a female caller in about wanting to try a lesbian experience with Cheryl the
Big
Dyke.
I'm sorry, this is covered ground. We mentioned this today, that woman mm-hmm. was at the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that part.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks. One more call. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to know what happened when you put Wendell on a hook and threw him in the sea.
Now, listen, I feel real bad that I forgot about that. Once we got doing the show...
That's right.
That I forgot about getting Wendell laid.
Well, technically, you didn't forget about it. Technically, you said it right up front. You said, didn't you make a comment about Wendell?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that would like to help Wendell out? And then I made a comment like, any man or women...
And frankly, when we were halfway done with the show, when we take a little break, when I went back upstairs to our little lounge area, I saw Wendell virtually groping Toya. I mean,
that's right.
They were sitting together in the corner as a couple.
Now, Wendell and Toya also joined us for breakfast after the show. They came. Now, I have to be fair here. They came separately.
Mm-hmm.
They came separately. Wendell, I'm beginning to wonder something now. Wendell knew where we were going. Rob, I'm just noodling this through right now, Rob, a conspiracy theory.
I don't think so. They were separated by a lot of time. And remember, Wendell had a valid excuse. You couldn't turn right, was it? On
yeah, he. I seem to think he'd know directions. But they came separately. Toya got there first. Wendell got there much later.
Did either of you guys tell them where you were going?
Yeah. We told everybody where we were going.
And an open invitation.
And the thing is, when Wendell arrived, he was probably, 10 minutes later than Toya?
Probably even more than that, because we waited a while. We ordered, and then Wendell showed up.
Mm-hmm. But I would just like to say that if in fact, Wendell and Toya were having a clandestine relationship,
mm-hmm.
who's to say that they wouldn't have done it and then said, okay, I'm going to go to the restaurant now, but so as not to attract attention.
Mm-hmm. I think it might be worthy of an inquisition. I really
show up a few minutes later.
Wendell Hall now making his way into
the
studio.
There he is, Wendell Hall.
Here comes Wendell.
Hi, Wendell. Oh, that microphone doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Step over to this one, Wendell.
It was the weirdest thing. As soon as I walked in, the four of them and said, if you're coming, we're leaving.
Oh, come on, knock it off. I said that to you one time when I was drunk. So listen, here's America's newest couple.
Here are morning breakfast mates, Wendell and Toya. They were additional, and we normally don't involve people in the gay caballero breakfast that we have, which is Charlie Stossel, Rob Spiewak, and me. But they joined us last night, and, you guys can tell me where you were.
You make a very cute couple. I mean, you made a nice-looking couple when you're sitting on the couch together when Wendell had his arm around you. Toya.
Mm-hmm. Someone has pictures, I think.
Lisa.
Oh, okay.
She took pictures of you guys.
Look at you two. Look at you two.
Relaxed. They look guilty.
Awesome.
They look guilty, but they look happy to be guilty.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Comfortable together.
So let me just ask you both. I'll ask you a very direct question.
Yeah.
In between the time we left the show and we went to the restaurant for breakfast afterwards, did you two see each other, or did you both come separately and individually?
As a matter of fact, we did see each other.
I'm totally surprised.
Dun, dun, dun.
In what regard?
Where had you gone?
Okay, see, what happened was...
It sounds guiltier than it is.
Wendell was helping me get my car out of the parking space because Lisa had parked in front of me, so I couldn't get out. So Wendell was trying to help me get out of the space.
What was he doing, lifting the car up? I mean, what was he doing to help you?
No, he was directing me, you know, like telling me back up, and then, you know, go ahead.
Oh, and then did you reward him for helping you?
Yeah, I said thank you.
Oh, you said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And drove away.
But what about when I saw you guys sitting on the couch together? You know, when he was loving up to you.
We were just talking.
Ah, this could be a continuing saga.
I think so.
I'm probably not going to get any information out of them right now, but they're just grinning way too much.
I'll tell you this, Wendell. I do know from when Toya took the sex quiz that she does like the white meat.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She is open-minded in that regard.
Yes.
And I certainly can tell by your body language that you are, too.
Yes. So it's the newest station romance.
Fantastic, kids.
Wendell and Toya sitting in the tree.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed your eggs last night.
And when we left,
it was the three gay caballeros, Charlie, Rob, and myself, and who knows where these kids went.
How did your evening end?
There you go. Good. We almost forgot to ask that question. Yeah. You went home?
Here. Went home and crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me? Yep.
Went home and crashed.
Went home and crashed.
Me too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think you're lying. Thank you, though,
yeah,
guys.
They might be. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Mm. There they go.
Look how red Wendell is.
I know.
I mean, really, look at that.
Wendell.
You think he got some of that?
Rob, would I be correct in assessing Wendell's state of health when he arrived at the restaurant as being a tad winded and flushed?
Yeah.
He was, and sweaty?
Yeah, disturbed.
Disturbed. He was
post-intercourse? Is that what you're saying?
Perhaps.
Perhaps?
Perhaps post-coital.
PC. The PC Wendell.
PC.
Well, God knows he wasn't thinking about work last night. Because at one point, listen, I know we have to do a break. I just can tell you one more funny thing from this show. So, it was the halftime of the show, and we were up on this balcony area where they had, like 1,000 people that we didn't know up there.
Right.
They had a guy from a Japanese restaurant in D.C. who came by and gave Buzz and I some fantastic sushi that we enjoyed. Brought chopsticks and all that jazz. And Buzz and I are eating it up. And Jenna and Shiloh were there. And there was some Australian guy there. And there were these guys who I think were like maybe in some kind of Mexican mafia who were up there. Just all these strange people.
Yeah, there were a lot of people up in our little green room.
And in the middle of all of this, Jim McClure, the acting program director of WJFK, came up to me, and he was a little bombed, and he said, "Hey, buddy. Oh, hey, buddy. You want to see something funny?" And I said, "Sure, show me something funny." And he pulled out his pager, and it was a page from the radio station saying that the station had gone off the air, and it was a page for Wendell. And he said,
"Oh, yeah, hey, the station's off the air.
And they're looking for Wendell." Meanwhile, Wendell's over in the corner loving up on Toya, having his 100th beer of the night, and Jim McClure just laughed and walked away.
So we were off the air last night here in Washington.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. While the program director and the engineer were getting drunk in our appearance.
Is Dan Ryson still at Wally World?
I don't know. I guess Dan handled it.
Really?
Huh. I don't know. I don't know the circumstances.
I guess we'll never know.
I just know that McClure thought it was real funny to show me the page.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at this. We're off the air.
Right. Yeah, but he was sure in here quick to take pictures of Charlie's birthday dance.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely.
Acting program director Jim McClure. Well, listen, it's always an adventure when we go out together. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. Great Las Vegas-style show.
One of the best ever.
Yeah, I think so. And thanks, everybody, for coming out. Just clear the lines out now, because we got to get right to the secret. That we have a busy show today. Body by Jake is coming in.
Hey, gang. Abba-dabbas.
Right. Don't quit.
Don't quit.
So let's do the secret sound now. Then we got to have our Survivor talk. Have to do another bit about that disc jockey who's paranoid.
Yes, very good.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Be call 100 right now. You get a shot at the money.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
This is the story of
if you please, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know. Let me just hold off on the contest for a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. So now we have a call coming in. Give me just a second. Don't pick that one up. Hang that one up.
Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Please stand by. Warning, Will Robinson.
Stand by for an important phone call.
Off.
Come on.
We're waiting.
God damn it. There it is.
There it
okay,
is.
Hold on. No.
Okay. You pick up that right. I think we have a call coming in. Give me just a second. I'm pretty sure we have a call coming in.
That's great.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
I heard you were talking about May. Don't talk about May. I'm the only one that can talk about May.
Oh, is this that disc jockey?
I'm tired of everybody talking about May.
Well, I don't know why you're so pissed.
You should understand, the reason I'm allowed to talk about others is because I talk about everybody. I invented talking about you and everyone else, so I can do it. Do you understand, May?
Well, then why do you run to management when other disc jockeys talk about you?
Because I'm the number one guy, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And if you're going to talk about...
Have you seen your ratings? You're not really the number one guy.
Well, I invented the ratings. That's one of the things you should remember about me. I invented the ratings, fire, the wheel, chewing gum, the combustion engine, the internet, eyeglasses, and dental floss. I invented all those. Thing. So listen, I just want to put in on the record, if you continue to talk about May...
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to talk to Tom. And Tom will call Ken, and Ken will call the big guy. So don't talk about May.
Okay.
That's the final word on that, all right?
But you're calling in on this show, and yet we can't address you by your name.
Just remember one thing.
What's that?
Don't talk about May.
Okay.
You're not allowed to talk about May. I'm allowed to talk about May, but you're not allowed to talk about me at all, or I will go to Tom, I'll go to Ken, I'll go to the big guy. You understand that? I also invented breakfast cereal.
Isn't that kind of a pussy way to handle things?
Okay, if you're calling me a pussy, I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell all the other people that we work for, and you're going to be in big trouble, because people know how important I am to them, and they are to me. So don't talk about May, and remember how many things I invented. Let's review. Fire, the wheel, chewing gum, the combustion engine, the internet, eyeglasses, and dental floss.
Breakfast cereal.
And also 16-millimeter film.
Wow.
Don't talk about May.
Okay.
I'll go to Tom, I'll go to Ken, I'll go to the big guy.
All right.
Bye. Robin?
The latest ratings, I think he'd be begging you to talk about it.
All right, well, I don't know. All I know is
I don't know what that was all about.
We had a very important call coming in. And,
very interesting.
I have the feeling he might be calling from time to time.
He might. He might. He actually might. You never know.
Because unlike him, we have an open dialogue with many disc jockeys.
We do indeed.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. You are the 100th caller.
100th caller.
What's your name?
David Croce.
David, where are you from?
Stockton.
Stockton, CA. David, here you go. Now, this to me sounds like a perfect date night pack.
Mm-hmm.
You want a free order of nachos from Taco Bell. Try Taco Bell's new nachos. And you want 25 Durex condoms.
Wow.
Feel love the way it's supposed to feel with Durex condoms.
Ooh.
And you fill some of those condoms up with that nacho sauce, and you've got a real party. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. $500 online. Secret sound number 6. I know people are getting dangerously close to guessing the sound.
I feel good about this caller.
Everybody's been dancing around it, except for the guy yesterday who guessed a 3-hole punch. Good luck. We'll play you the sound now. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
A disc jockey.
As we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Interesting. That's all. Very.
It's an interesting way of doing battle with other disc jockeys from a guy who supposedly has made his entire career on this whole free speech crap.
Don't talk about me.
Yeah.
Yes.
For $500, what is that sound?
What is that sound?
Yeah, what is that sound?
Is it a, what do you call, Walkman? Compact CD carrier?
You know, there are occasional contestants that are completely unprepared.
No, absolutely.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, not a chance. Thank
hey,
you,
Don
though.
Mike.
What?
People from Valley Rubber love you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And most every guest is a clue for you.
Most of them.
That guy notwithstanding.
Valley Rubber.
Wendell Hall, incidentally, wanted me to set the record straight that the station here in D.C., JFK FM, mm-hmm. was only off the air for 1.5 minutes last night.
But then Joe Artinger, to me in the hallway, said he had an interesting conversation with Wendell when they were trying to figure that out.
When it was the drunk Wendell calling and giving him instructions.
That's right, the generator.
And Wendell would also like everyone to know that he was not only loving up to Toya, he was also loving up to Kate last night.
That's true.
Kate. That he had a virtual two-girl show happening last night. So there you go. That's the Wendell Hall Report. I do want to thank the good people at Galleon's Sporting Goods.
Ah, Galleon's.
We received a wonderful package from them today. And the letter says, Dear Don and Mike,
I was in the car yesterday on the way to your Las Vegas style show when I heard of your unfortunate experience at our store.
That's funny.
Which is funny, because it really, you know, I was just goofing. It wasn't an unfortunate experience.
Right.
I needed a sweatshirt.
Right.
Sent Lisa out to buy the sweatshirt. When she got there, they were, had obviously been listening, and they had the sweatshirt ready.
Right.
And then when she came back, I said, well, if they were listening, and I had mentioned the name of the store, why didn't they give it to me for free?
And then Lisa went back, and or called back, and the mallet head at the store.
So anyway, the people at Galleons write and say, I know you've been big fans of our store in the past. We'd love to keep you as valued customers. I'm enclosing sweatshirts for both of you and hope we'll see you in the store in the future. You said at the show you wanted to hear from us on what we thought. And this is the first time I'd ever been to one of your Las Vegas-style shows. It was a riot. And this comes from Tara, who is the assistant operations manager.
Yeah. All right, that's so good. Well, now we can have a friendly relationship with that store, which is a, you know, as everyone knows, a pretty cool store if you've ever been
there. That's why I sent Lisa there in the first place. And Tara, if you do send stuff in the future, while I am fat, I'm only extra large fat. I'm not 2XL fat. The sweatshirt that she sent me, I could wear as a dress today.
Wow. Yes.
I mean, the thing is freaking gigantic. But that, I'm wearing it nonetheless because it's a free piece of clothing.
Yes, and it drapes on you. The waistband is too big, but it does tend to drape.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's nice. I like anything by Nike, so I just want to make sure we thanked the good people at Galleons.
Good.
So last night, we get home from the Las Vegas style show. I beat ass out of there. I think I passed you on Pennsylvania Avenue as I was making the turn on the Constitution Buzz.
So that was you.
Yeah, that car on two wheels that went around the corner.
I saw that, yeah.
Really? Did he get the hell out of there last night? It was a long show, and as it turns out, the wrong show to wear a sweatshirt at.
Oh, my God.
Because while it was like 60 degrees outside, it was 100 degrees in this club. So we get home last night, and I said to Frida, did you tape the shows?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes. I made sure. I taped them both. I taped Survivor. I taped Big Brother. I said, ah, you're my girl. I love you. Where's the tape? She said, it's in the VCR. I said, beautiful. She said, I set it up. Everything's cool. So sure enough, I get the tape. I put it in the machine. I start to watch my Survivor. I'm watching all the great stuff that happened. I'm watching Richard run around naked on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There was lots of Rudy calling Richard a queer last night. All over that.
Right.
There was what I thought was a nice moment with Colleen and Jenna, where Colleen won a big barbecue meal and a letter from her family, and she shared it with Jenna. All kinds of great stuff last night on Survivor. And as they were getting to the part where they're going to vote somebody out, here's what happens. If you saw the show last night, I think everybody except us did, saw it live. It was the part of the show where they were doing that, like, game of chess, where they were moving over those big blocks.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, a big, it almost looked like the concentration board set up in the sand.
Right.
And what you had to do is, as you moved from one block to the next, you had to flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you couldn't move to another box, you were out of the game.
Okay.
So I sat through all of the crap before this, really waiting for the last 15 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And right as they say, we'll be back for the council, all of a sudden, it says on my screen, rewind, and the tape starts rewinding. And I go, what the hell's the matter with this machine? So I go on, I put the tape back in, and I hit fast forward, and it goes, rewind. I take the tape out of the machine. What my wonderful honey cunning had done was taken a tape that had been given to me as a promotional tape by some record company.
Oh, okay.
It was a tape that had, like, Faith Hill videos on it or something,
mm-hmm.
where they sent me a videotape that has three videos on it.
Not a whole bunch of tape.
No.
It was short.
So I said to her, as I brought the tape out, I came up and I said, look how small the tape is here. Can you feel how light this video cassette is? I said, Look at the tape. Look at there's only the, I'm putting my fingers about this far across, like maybe a quarter of an inch apart. I said, look, you only recorded 45 minutes of Survivor.
That's all there is.
And you only got it up to the point when they're going to vote somebody off. And she says, oh, well, no problem. I know who it is. It was Jenna they voted off. And I said, well, you know, I'm glad you know who was voted off the island.
The one part of the show you wanted to watch.
But that's the part that I wanted to see. And I said, you know, and it was a very rare opportunity for me to rail at my wife's intelligence because, as you know, she's much smarter than I could ever hope to be.
It's a chance for you to say you did something wrong.
And I said, you know, for somebody so smart, I don't see how you could take a tape like this, a promotional tape, and she said, well, they're all the same. And then I went over to the video cabinet, and I started, I was really overreacting. I mean, I'm pulling out videotapes, and I go, no, look, see this one? 6 hours. See this one? 3 hours.
SLP.
See this one? 6 hours. See this one? 42 minutes. I mean, I was really super deluxe pissed. But I got over it.
It's, you know, I tell you, I still have not mastered the art of taping stuff. You know, I really haven't. It's easy, you said?
It's very easy.
It's easy for you.
I got over it. It's easy for you because that is all you do.
No, it's
that
not
is
all
your
I do.
Life. That is you're going to the mall and taping things on television. That is your life, right?
And cleaning.
And cleaning his house.
I'm very good at that.
And cleaning. So I got to see most of the good part. All I don't know is who voted Jenna out. And somebody told me, did Richard get 3 votes last night?
I think Richard, they're turning on Richard slowly.
Yeah, yeah, well, and during the part of the show that I was able to see, that my wife was able to tape, I can see why. Because Richard is becoming just an arrogant prick.
And too much nudity.
Well, no, that cracks me up, pun intended.
Cracks you up. Well, I mean, but aren't some of the other contestants getting a little frustrated with Richard's nudity?
They're all pissed at him. He had his birthday on the island, and he said he's going to celebrate his birthday by being naked. And they had one shot of him that they didn't even have to pixelate anything out of. He's just sitting on this tree, and he had his legs crossed, and he had his wiener between his legs. So he was just sitting there. Naked.
Totally nude.
And then they cut to the part where they're interviewing people separately, and they cut to Colleen, and she said, I just think it's so gross that Richard is naked, and I don't even mind the fact that he's naked, but his butt crack is really gross. And then they cut to a shot of Richard from the rear, where he's sitting on this same tree stump.
It's not like he's an Adonis, you know what I mean?
And then Colleen said, not to him, not to his face, she said, I just hope he gets off this island and goes and gets his liposuction and just gets the hell out of here.
He is, see, they're turning on him slowly but surely.
So it's looking more and more like I'm going to have to eat the bug. Because I don't think that Richard, my choice to be the survivor, I don't think he's going to make it to the end.
Well, you know, with all the speculation and all the rumors on the internet and everything else, we still don't really know what the truth is.
And even Susan has turned on him.
Yes.
Because Richard's claim to fame is that he goes out and catches fish.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy that can catch fish. Oh, Richard had just a homo hissy fit last night when he went out and caught some fish, and Rudy burned the fish.
Rudy was the designated cooker.
Yeah, well, Rudy apparently didn't know how to work the fire correctly.
The chef du jour.
And Rudy burned the fish, and Richard just sat there and pouted for the whole night. We just said, look at this.
This is just ruined. I mean, this is
does he ever catch any fish besides those skate, those stingrays?
That's all he had last night was stingrays, so
sometimes.
The girls went out on the raft, and they actually caught a fish.
Oh, really?
And when they caught a fish using, like, a crab pot, they were happy, not because they were going to have something to eat,
right,
but because they could all come back to the island and say, F you to Richard.
We don't need you anymore.
That's all that they were happy about. And Susan, who incidentally is, you know, just as dumb as a box of rice. I don't know if she made it through the 5th grade.
Amazonia.
Yeah. Her comments were, well, he ain't going to be happy because he think that he's the only one who can catch fishes, but I caught a fish.
Catch fishes.
And it make me happy. Yeah, okay. All right. Good for you, Susan.
Is she the truck driver?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The truck driver with a fat husband.
Very good.
So Jenna was the one that was voted out of the island last night.
Well, it gets curiouser and curiouser as they go down to the wire.
And you know, the beauty of that show, what makes that show so great as opposed to Big Brother, is the fact that they have a week to edit it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when they were doing the part about Richard being naked, they would splice in a shot of him walking up and down the beach naked, not a care in the world.
Right.
And then they would cut to Rudy, and Rudy would go, I disliked him before I knew he was queer.
Rudy, who's showing a little, he's showing the strain a little bit.
Rudy won the immunity challenge though last night because this game that they played with the boards on the sand, it was like playing a game of chess.
Wow!
And in that regard, since there was no real physical challenge involved, Rudy was the winner. He won the immunity.
Nice to see the old guy, my sentimental favorite, win one of the challenges.
The guy that I'm finding myself hating the most though is Scott. the guy who insists that his rationale for voting people out is alphabetical.
Yes.
Alphabetical, Scott.
And for instance, because he voted for Jenna because she was the next alphabetically on his list.
That's kind of a cold, detached way to do it, I guess.
And somebody said to him, well, wait a minute, what about Jarvis? Shouldn't you vote for him? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, because when Jarvis had his immunity, he passed over. If you get immunity...
Oh. So you have to start all over again?
If you get immunity, you're immune from Scott's alphabetical system.
So, but if it came up again, I guess you wouldn't have that happen.
Right, right. You won't have as many
chances.
You're
down to the last, like, three people.
Another argument for Jarvis winning. I mean, I chose Richard, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be Jarvis.
Could be.
So I'll be sitting here just kind of grinning at you guys when you eat bugs?
We're eating bugs.
But you said you'd eat bugs.
I'd do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I might do the same thing. It depends on how they look at it. The concept of eating bugs, I mean, I've never told you. I mean, it just... That's like one of the grossest things in the world.
And now I think it might be Colleen. The more I think about it, it might be Colleen.
Hmm.
That could be the winner.
Hello. Do you think Rudy has any chance at all?
No. Eventually, right now they're forming into different groups. It appears that it's going to be women against men.
Right.
And when it gets to that point, it will be the young guys voting the old guy out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure. I mean, that's just my theory.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. I really, in a way, am disappointed that Red X controversy came through with with Jarvis being on there. So who knows? I mean, if it turns out to be Jarvis as much as he was the guy I picked, it'll be kind of a bummer that CBS, because they really blew
it up
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, the show was great last night, but John Kim's head is so big. I couldn't see any bush.
Oh, you're talking about the Las Vegas style show, not the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I'm sorry that John Kim's head was so big that it obscured the bush.
I agree, and it's not a perfect square, John Kim's head either. It's a slightly skewed square. It's kind of dented. It looks like it's really like one side is a little higher than the other.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You boys couldn't help yourself, could you? I told you to stop talking about me. Now I'm calling the big boys. There's three other things that I invented you forgot. Flight skis, nudity, and felching.
All right.
Hey, my big head obscures the bush, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
From last night. I wanted to call and thank you guys.
The girl who called us and said she wanted a lesbian experience, and as it turns out, had two lesbian experiences last night.
Yeah, one that was just about incredible. You did a little two-girl show at the end of the underwear fashion show.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the very end of the show, of course, Kate did her first lesbian challenge with Cheryl the Big Dyke, but then
she was so nice to me. I want to thank her because she was just so nice to me.
Well, let me tell you something. You went from wanting a lesbian experience to being like Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I mean, you should have seen these two girls came up for the underwear fashion show, which is primarily just where girls get up on stage and they dance and they take their clothes off. Well, she came up with this girl she met in the audience, and they took each other's clothes off, and I mean, they were feeling each other up, mm-hmm. and they were kissing, and
pretty intense stuff.
It got to be pretty goddamn erotic.
You two seemed to really get along. Did you get together after the show?
We swapped numbers, and I met her boyfriend, and it was all good.
Oh, so now was your boyfriend there also?
No.
You were solo. You were flying solo?
I had a friend with me, but I was solo.
So after kissing two different women last night and being felt up by another woman, do you think you want to go to that side?
I don't want to go to that side permanently.
But you would pursue it with that young lady in question?
I don't know, perhaps. We're definitely going to call each other. We would definitely do that.
Are you giving the impression there was perhaps a little alcohol at play last night?
Are we talking about the girl that you got it on with? Is that the girl who had the high knee socks or those real high boots on?
Yeah, she was really cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was wearing like the, they were maroon stockings that went up like to her knee, over her knee, almost the thigh high.
Yeah. Very bad little girl. Well, Katie, please let us know what your next move is.
I will most certainly do that. I just want to thank you guys. You were wonderful. It was a blast. It was a fun time. I'm so thankful to have gotten to participate.
All right. Thank you for coming out, Katie. I mean coming out. Thank you.
That's what I like.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Sorry you missed Survivor tonight.
Well, I saw most of it.
Well, do you want to know how they voted?
Yeah, sure.
The alliance started breaking up last night. Richard and Susan and Rudy did vote for Jenna, but I believe it's Kelly, the other person in the alliance,
right,
voted for Sean instead. So she officially voted against the alliance, and because Sean is voting alphabetically, that's
I think I called him Scott, and that's his name. Sean, he's the school teacher.
Right, right.
Scott is Dr. Evil's son.
Yes, Scott Evil.
So three of the four people, and then Sean, because he made no secret about his... I'm kind of cut off.
All right, well, your phone's breaking up. Thank you for the information, though. Hello. Oops, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
I taped Survivor last night on the Sterling. You want me to bring it back? Maybe that like 45 minutes.
Oh, honey, no, thank you. I mean, the guy just told me what happened in the last 15. Thank you, though.
And it's got some great previews for next week, though.
No, thank you, though.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye, bye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Nick. I was at the show last night.
Yes, hi, Nick.
I want to tell you, nice tan, by the way. Good God.
Thank you, Nick.
You look like Tony Soprano. I'd say that's the celebrity you most look like.
I got another look at that tan today in the office when Don was looking into his... you did crack me up. Don is sitting behind his office desk, and he says... And he's changing out of one shirt into the sweatshirt that he got from Galleon's, and he said, I should do the whole show like this with his shirt off.
Just sitting behind the desk with no shirt on.
And I looked at you and said, okay. Yes, please.
Well, I'm still not going to be able to eat anything today because my stomach is still turning for watching Homo Joe kiss that guy. Thank you very much. But that was my first homosexual experience witnessed.
Oh, very good. And, well, you know, we hope to expand people's minds.
Oh, you turned the whole crowd with that one. That was that's something.
That's kind of the idea. Thank you, though. I'm glad you had a good time. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the
air. Mike.
Yes.
Hi, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the SurvivorSucks.com website. It seems like every week they give away what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And apparently 2 weeks ago in the opening of the show, they actually showed a clip of one of the tribal councils.
Are you this far behind? Are you going to say with four people?
Yes.
Yeah, we've already had this information.
You know.
Oh,
like
okay.
A week ago.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to call and tell you how much of a good time I had last night. I was part of the Nude Feud. My name is Jonathan. I was Clyde. My nickname's Clyde at the firehouse. I was a volunteer fireman. I had a great time. It was my first show.
Which Thanks team did lot. You play for?
Oh, Clyde. He was. I think he was on the Scrotums.
Yes, I was on the Scrotum team. Yes, I was.
Okay.
Thanks, fellas.
It was the Scrotum family versus the
Labia family.
Versus the Labia family.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops, hold on.
It was a magical evening.
The inside line is ringing. Hello.
Hi, is this Rob?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Katie from The Liddy Show.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm upset.
Hey, hold on. Before you go any further, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I know we don't have a lot of contact. Can I... I know I'm married, and I'm soon to be a father, but can I tell you something?
What?
I love you.
What? No,
I really do. I just wanted to tell you that. I've always kind of had a thing for you.
What? Anyhow, okay.
Is that okay? I hope I haven't... Have I flustered you?
Who is this?
This is Rob.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Rob.
I'm sorry. I just had to tell you. But go ahead. What, you needed something from me?
No. There's this chick, the lesbian Katie, who had her big lesbian experience, like... in front of the 1,500 people. And I don't want people to think it's me.
I'll make sure that the guys don't say that. Okay?
Promise?
I promise. And I love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
Who is
can you
this?
Come down? Can you come down here, please?
What?
No, don't worry about it. I'll tell the guys. Okay. I'll tell them, Katie.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Rob, congratulations. You're about to have an affair. With Katie from The Liddy Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm going to wrestling here on Monday, and I was wondering if you guys could give me any ideas for, like, signs I could take, because there's a pretty good chance I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah, just say I love you.
Thank
you. You know, I don't know. People hold up signs for us at wrestling all the time, so.
You know what would be a good sign is the motto we came up with yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, the CBS stars
out in Hollywood for the new fall season.
Right.
They're going to be cutting those stupid, inane greetings for us.
Mm-hmm.
We decided yesterday that the greeting that we want them to say is, for instance, "Hi, this is Rob Spiewak from the new CBS series, Dum Dum Dum. You're listening to Don and Mike, now with extra jizz."
Now with even more jizz.
No, that was it. That was even more jizz. So if you want to hold up a sign for us, say, "The Don and Mike Show, now with even more jizz."
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you. That's our new slogan for the year 2000.
The celebrities. And you know, they will be going in there doing 600 of them, and maybe some of them will slip by.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to, I don't know, Howard Stern pay me $200 to call you guys?
Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, that was pretty nasty about Rich sitting on the benches. Those benches need to be burned.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
pretty
how
gross.
Unsanitary is that?
I would think it would be gross that his hairy butt was, like, all over everything.
They're way out in the middle of nowhere, though. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen on those benches.
You like Richard, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
There you go defending him again.
I guess I do, Mike. God damn it, I do. Richard.
He's your intellectual and sentimental favorite.
I love Don Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Or I like calling him Dick. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, great show last night.
Oh, thank you for coming out.
Mike, thanks for wearing my hat.
Hey, my pleasure, but
Go Sox.
I thought it was going to be a Boston Red Sox hat when you handed it to me. And
it was a Boston Red Sox hat.
What does the S stand for?
Sox.
Oh.
It's from Lids.
Okay, it was just kind of weird because you handed me the hat and I saw the back of it and it had a B for Boston.
Right.
And I thought that was on the front, and then I put it on proudly and Don gives me this look and says, "What's that?" I said, "It's a Red Sox hat." And Don says, "It has S on it." It totally confused me and everybody in the audience.
Yeah, you know what I thought the S stood for?
Yes, exactly.
S. Right, S.
S.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
It gets the three guys, right, and one dude gets the immunity, then that dude is going to basically pick who stays on the island with him because the other guys are going to vote each other up.
No. Absolutely not, because they're bringing all of the people from the island who have been kicked off in the past.
Right.
They're all coming back. For instance, in the last segment last night,
right,
they brought Greg,
mm-hmm,
the guy that was just kicked off. They brought him back to just sit in the tribunal council and listen. To what was happening.
The final vote is actually determined by, I think it's either the last nine or last eight people. So they don't bring back the first.
Oh, they don't bring everybody?
No. Just the last eight or nine. I forget if it's eight or nine.
Well, that's kind of, that must be a bummer for the people that were voted off early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't even get that satisfaction of maybe coming back and getting a little revenge.
But what's funny is Greg has to stay in, like, Kuala Lumpur or wherever they are, because he has to keep coming back every week. So he can't go home. He's off the island, but he can't go home.
Just to sit in the council, and he can't say anything, right?
No. He sits there looking just like a
hangman. Why Greg? Why is it Greg? Why are they picking
him? He was one of the last nine.
He was the last guy kicked off the island.
Next week it'll be Greg and Jenna that come back.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, you were just talking about what I was going to let you know.
All right.
Guys coming back. Sorry.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, it's Fez.
Hey.
Some of you guys.
What?
I got a way to improve your New York ratings. Pay all the New York guys $200 to call.
Brilliant.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Brilliant.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
you guys are paintball players.
We got to do a break. Yeah, yes, okay. We are. Amateur paintball players.
Well, I am too.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you. I'm glad we have that in common. Thank you for the call. We have to do a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140 KHTK.
Oh, he's a little Hercules. Show me muscle again. Oh, Hercules, 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 Hercules.
They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I know we have a Mighty by Jake coming in here, but hold on. The hotline is ringing again. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
It's May.
Yeah, hi.
I understand you're going to have a Body by Jake on.
Yes, he's making his way down here right now.
Well, I just wanted you to know that I invented that.
Invented what?
May, I invented Body by Jake. I'm having guests on your show. I just wanted you to know that along with McDonald's and peanuts, I invented those things. Oh, you are hot. What I would like to do to you. Oh, what I could do to you. Ooh. Oh, I'd like to do something to you. I invented that, so don't don't talk about May. And I'm going to call Tom, who's going to call Kendall, call the big guy. All right?
Okay.
Goodbye, Robin.
Okay. Make sure you tell your wife hello. Oh, he's off the phone.
You see her.
I'm sorry. He's off the phone. Joining us now.
Yeah.
As we just mentioned. It's Jake.
Body by Jake.
Hey, don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
How are you?
Don't quit. Body right. by Jake.
You're abba-dabbas, baby.
Grab any microphone there, Jake. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, boys.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Mike, why don't we start today with
dueling Jakes?
Yes, let's start with some dueling Jakes.
Don't quit.
Whatever he says, you say.
All right.
He has to go first.
All right,
he's the celebrity. Jake, you go first.
All right. Don't quit. Don't quit.
No, you hit the T too hard.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Hey, gang, don't quit. Hey, gang, don't quit.
He's like a pagan rabbi, but anyway.
Jake, just say anything. Just stream of consciousness.
So, you know, how come you guys have the headsets and I don't have the headset?
Mr. Steinfeld needs some headsets.
Now, how come you didn't say that?
Guys have the headsets and I don't have the headsets?
But I do kind of a caricature, you know, and say, hey, work on your abba-dabbas.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
See, as you can tell, we're fans.
Like a Hasidic Jake or something. That would be more like, hey, don't quit. Don't quit right now. Do your sit-ups and have some fun.
So listen, Body by Jake is here, and I love the setup on this. Like you said, you'll discuss anything as long as we let you get your plugs in.
That's all.
So, you know.
It's up to you, fella.
So let's do a little talking, then you can do the plug, and then I'll do a little more talking. Okay?
Sure, whatever you want to talk about.
How do you stand those twits on QVC?
HSN. It's actually HSN I'm on.
Okay, well, okay, same difference. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Home Shopping Network. You know, I turn it on and I see you with the sit-up machine and the stick by Jake.
Right, the stick. And that's why I think you're a genius, because I don't think there are many Americans that could make the money you have made by selling what amounts to a stick.
A stick, yeah.
We were sitting next to a genius here.
Check, please.
He's figured out how to do exercises that you could basically do with a broomstick.
Yes.
There you go.
But instead what he's done is he's marketed his own stick.
Really?
You know, stick by Jake.
Right, and I think you can tell by looking at all of us in this room that
you guys use the stick in the wrong place. The stick in the wrong place.
So you get on the Home Shopping Network,
right,
and you talk to the house brows, and they call up and they go, oh, Jake, I love my stick. And you go, hey, that's great. Don't quit. And then up on the screen, they flash, Jake stick, 3 easy payments of only $24.95.
Right. Yeah. Actually, can I give the 800 number?
Sure.
I mean, go for it. That's why you. That's
I
the deal.
Actually, about 6,000 of them here. So I was just thinking, if we can sell them by the next 15 minutes, we can split the profits. Back.
How do you stand?
Sure, I'll do that.
Going on Home Shopping Network. How do you stand? Those hosts are the absolute phoniest, most plastic people in the world, and when you go on, you're on like for 3 hours at a crack, right?
Well, listen, I'm on probably about 30 minutes at a crack, and I do have to say, there are some who are terrific and some who are real chuckleheads. I mean, you know, in all honesty, when my lead-in is the doll, you know what I once did? You know, and there are a lot of fans out there that love these friggin' dolls.
Right.
I mean, you know, they pet them, they talk to them, who knows what happens to them, right? So this one show, I'm on 11 o'clock at night, and I'm selling a treadmill, which is it's a pretty big item. You need a lot of time to sell and talk about the treadmill and everything. Thing, and the dolls were eating up all my time. And I was getting a little jacked up with Doll Charlie, you know? What's going on here? But people are really ordering, and they talk. They said, I have a doll. I bought the doll. It's great. I have the red dress. Can I have the blue dress for the doll next week?
See, the and big they picture, said, you know, treadmill up there, and the little picture of the doll in the corner.
Back ordered. The blue dress is back. I'm thinking, what's going on? The dolls. So I said, let me do something kind of fun. It's going to be midnight. Who's watching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I put the treadmill on. Hey, Jake's here, Body by Jay. Hey, nice to see everybody. I took Doll Charlie, and I shot him off the treadmill.
But I shot, I like it fun. Like, hey, Doll Charlie flies. You didn't mention that Doll Charlie flew. And did all the blue hairs turn on you?
They were so pissed off.
Yeah, right.
They were calling in, is Doll Charlie okay? What happened to Doll Charlie?
Well, you want to see him before Jake continues.
Oh, that's great.
I'm telling you, I do have a great time doing it. It's live television. It's you guys, it's live radio. What you say is done. On
right.
to the next. And it's
right.
a lot of fun. And there are a lot of very interesting folks who are listening and very interesting people who are on the air. And as you said, I mean, it's like you guys every single day. You got to come up with material. And these folks, when they're selling, they have the rapid do, as I say.
Now, before you got into the whole, you know, selling your stick on TV and your TV show, you know, you had
what is that, you know, we've called it the stick. The proper name for the stick.
Well, the proper name for the stick is the Aerobaton.
The Aerobaton. The Aerobaton.
The Aerobaton. Can you spell Aerobaton?
No.
No, no, absolutely not.
Right.
No.
Next question.
Before all of that, didn't you, like, work out with celebs?
Yeah, I was actually the first guy to do this whole personal fitness training thing. And I started it back in 1979, 1980, and I started training the stars. Steven Spielberg, Harrison Ford, Priscilla Presley. But before that, I was a fat kid with a real bad stutter. I mean, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Baldwin, Long Island. And I had a dream of becoming Mr. America. And everybody sort of laughed at me, or, you know, you're a fat bastard. What are you thinking about? And I really had this dream of becoming Mr. America. And I'll never forget, I was going to college upstate New York. You guys know Cornell?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
absolutely, yeah. Sure.
Great, man. I went to Cortland down the street. And where it snowed, as you know, from September 4th to May 15th.
In New York, right.
So it's not too conducive to walk around in your gold lamé posing trunks and 18 inches of snow, you know. So I decided I was going to go to California. And I'll never forget, this is a good story, guys. Here I am in L.A., summer of 78. I'm at Save-On Drugstore getting some vitamins, some toiletries, whatever it is. A woman comes over to me and says, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, sure. She said, have you ever heard of the group The Village People? And I'm looking at her and thinking, well, you know, Jethro Tull is more my speed. But, yeah, she goes, have you ever heard of the song Macho Man? And I said, well, yeah, I've heard of it. It's the number one song, I guess, in the country. You are the Macho Man. And I'm looking at her and I said, well, thank you very much. You know, yeah, at the time, I wear, you know,
right.
bodybuilder, musclehead, you wear the extra small T-shirt, you know.
Right.
You don't breathe when the girls walk by, had the mustache all tanned up. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, she goes, how would you like to pose on stage at the Santa Monica Civic Center next Saturday night with the Village People? And I'm thinking, wait a second. I don't know what the Village People's program is, right? I was thinking Madison Square Garden in front of 50,000 screaming women. I'm going, I'm in. She goes, fantastic. We're going to pay you $100, and we'd like you to come to Casablanca Records. I met Neil Bogart the next afternoon. I met Donna Summer. They gave me a stack of albums. I go home to call because my parents, everybody at home said,
right.
You're coming home in 6 months. We know it. I go, Ma, Dad, you got to come to L.A. I'm posing on stage with a rock and roll band. And you know what? If I were you, I'd bring Nancy, who was my little baby sister. And she was six at the time. Here we are next Saturday night. Santa Monica Civic Center. A limousine comes to pick me up. I've never been in a limo before. I'm, you know, jacked up. You know, very excited. And here I go. I'm backstage in my own dressing room. Got the whole outfit on, right? I got my gold lamé posing trucks on. My mother and father with my little sister are out in the audience. Now, they've taken the chairs out.
Watch you pose.
Of the, hey, it's my family, for crying out loud. And there's my family. You know, there are no seats in the whole quarter, the whole area there, because it's becoming like a big disco is the way they want it.
Right.
So they save Macho Man for the big finale. So stage manager comes to get me, and now backstage I'm looking for the girls. I've always heard stories about the girls backstage. There's no girl, you know. They're all out front waiting for me.
Was there
any
guys?
There was nobody.
Oh, there's nobody.
There's nobody.
Okay,
you know,
all right, nobody.
At least all I was looking for girls. If there were guys, I wasn't looking.
Okay.
So technically, you got your start with the Village People.
Wait a second. Don't ruin the story. So wait. So I'm backstage finale, right? All of a sudden, the guy with the leather hat out front says, and how many of you out there think you're macho? And they start yelling, you. And I'm thinking they're booing. And I'm looking out from backstage. What's going on? They're waving white handkerchiefs. I'm going, I've never seen this before. And we go, we have somebody who's real macho. Jake, come on out. So I come out. People start going crazy. I'm all pumped up with the baby oil on me, right? Joy Steinfeld, Herb Steinfeld, Nancy Steinfeld out there in the audience. And I start breaking into Macho Man. I'm shaking my buttissimo. I just want to be a Macho Man. I'm screaming. And I'm looking. And there's no girl. And it's screaming guys.
reaching out for me.
I
finish my routine, because you had to finish the routine.
Right.
I go backstage, put my sweatsuit on, wait in my dress room. Mother and father come back with my little baby sister. My father, white as a ghost, you know. There's not a word said. He's a Brooklyn guy. He looks at me and he goes, go back to college.
That's great.
That's a pretty good story, James.
That was my first
book. That is a good story.
You worked when you started, after you got your start with the Village People.
That's why I said that, because it kind of sounds like that. You know, I don't know. You know, do you put that on the on the resume nowadays? You know,
well,
I got to start with the Village People.
Every once in a while, I put the chaps on. Just, you know, sort of remember back to 1978.
You mentioned Steven Spielberg,
right?
Priscilla Presley. Of all the celebrities that you worked out when you were in that line of work,
right?
Two questions. Who was the most out of shape, and who was the biggest a-hole?
I got to tell you something. Straight up, I was very fortunate, seeing I was the first guy to do it, and it was this real mystique of who was this guy, Jake. I was being flown around on the Concorde, all kinds of planes with Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford. People treated me great, and I really never had a real challenge. The only person who I think I had a real problem with would probably be, remember Nell Carter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Really?
Give me a break.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
You really worked out with her?
Well, that must have been one of your failed projects.
That was a failed project. She was it was the Chinese. Yeah. Much better.
Those are our Nell Carter sounds.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Not directed at you.
I thought it was a Jake sound.
So she didn't follow the advice of, don't quit.
What about Steven Spielberg?
Why would Steven Spielberg need to work out?
He looks like a wuss.
Well, you know what? When I was training Steven, Wheels, I called him, from 1980 to 1988.
Why did you call him Wheels? Why did you call him Wheels?
I always came up with nicknames with people, saying that it was a lot of fun to do, make everyone feel like we're back in high school.
Did he have a lot of cool cars? Is that why? They call them Wheels.
Cool cars, cool jets, cool everything. It's nice to be Wheels.
What a nerd, though. I mean, what'd you like? Have those little 3-pound dumbbells that you worked out with him?
Hey, he was tough. Let me tell you something. He used to bang 100 push-ups out. I'm telling you something. He was definitely tough. Harrison Ford would probably be the most dedicated guy and probably the strongest out of all those celebrities that I ever trained. I mean, I trained Harrison for Raiders and...
Oh, right, Indiana Jones.
And also Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Right.
And the guy did his own stunts, and he has always kept himself together, which is I'm the most proud of.
You got a nickname for Harrison?
The H-Man.
The H-Man? No. Do you instantaneously come up with nicknames for people?
It has to take me a little bit of time. Like, okay. You two clowns, I don't know, quite honestly, how...
Come on, give us a nickname. My name's Don, and his name is Mike.
Yeah, you can just,
Maybe as the show goes on.
Okay, but by the end of the interview, you can maybe come up with something for
maybe
us?
Maybe I'll come up with something.
How about this man in the back of the studio, our assistant producer, Rob Spiewak?
Rob A.
Can you look at him,
Rob,
and give him a... He's got a lot of nicknames.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, give me an idea.
All right, one of his nicknames is Head.
Because he has such a giant head.
Right.
Another nickname is Brains.
Because he knows a lot of obscure facts.
And also he has a nickname Bobo, just because he looks like a Bobo.
Bobo.
Right.
Bobo.
Mm-hmm. Bobo Head Brains.
Okay, Bobo Head Brains. Got it. Okay, we'll work on it.
All right, Jake. Oh, time for a plug. Well, what are you here to plug today?
Thanks, about time. I've been on for how many, 11 minutes now?
What are you here to plug, Jake?
We have a brand new outdoor professional lacrosse league, which is called Major League Lacrosse. It's a game that I played in school.
I have a 15-year-old son. He loves lacrosse.
It's a great game. We have started a professional outdoor league. This summer, we have a summer showcase. 40 top players in the world we put together. Our first game was over in Columbus, Ohio. Was gangbusters.
It's a tough game.
It's a great... And listen, we talk about sports, man. American sports fans love hitting, scoring, and speed. Mm-hmm. And this game has it all.
Right.
And what we've done is we put the 40 top players together. We've come up with a couple of sort of interesting rule changes. We put a two-point play in, just like in basketball, you have a three-point play. We added a shot clock to really push the offense. The guys who hit are hitting harder than ever. And guys like Casey Powell and Mark Millen, Jesse Hubbard, these guys are awesome. And this is our third game, actually. Actually, our first one was over in Columbus, Ohio. Second one was in Philadelphia.
Where are you playing the third one? Here in D.C.?
Over here at UMBC, as a matter of fact.
Oh, right.
UMBC. I urge everyone to get their tickets now. We're going to have a sellout. If you love lacrosse, You've never seen lacrosse like this.
And Maryland, the state of Maryland, I know, is a huge state for lacrosse. I know.
Well, this is definitely ground zero. You're talking about
Maryland, Hopkins.
Yeah, Johns Hopkins.
Georgetown, they all have great lacrosse teams.
And next summer, we're hoping to have a full-blown 8 cities, 8 teams, and a full summer schedule. But things are looking great. And I'm just excited because, I mean, there's a real great word of mouth. Things are happening, and it's actually very exciting.
Scares the hell out of me. I'm not coordinated enough. My son will be outside with his friends.
Right.
And, you know, they've got the lacrosse sticks.
And they're doing that little twisty move where they keep the ball in the basket.
And, I mean, they whip this thing at each other.
Let me tell you something. You've got to see. Actually, this guy, Jesse Hubbard, happens to be a product of D.C., and he went to Princeton, 3-time All-American. This guy has the fastest shot in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was clocked at like 101 miles an hour.
So what are you going to be like, the Donald Trump of lacrosse? Are you the money bags behind this league then?
I was the guy that created it. We have a team I put together with SFX, a good guy named Dave Morrow, who has a company called Warrior Lacrosse, and a good friend of mine named Tim Robertson. We have great sponsors in Yahoo Sports and Sobe. And
will there be cheerleaders in the future?
Hey, wait a second. Now I think there might be something for you.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you. It's the impression. That's what it is.
You know, we can give you some pom-pom. Wait a second.
Don't quit.
You might have to shave your ass.
All right,
I guess there would be no cheerleaders in the league.
When is
the answer to the question.
When is the game?
It's UMBC, Saturday night, 8 p.m. The gates open at 6 o'clock. What's great is we have a terrific fan fest area, music. We have a great halftime show. But the name of the game is we have the best lacrosse players in the world. If you love lacrosse, if you're a fan of the game, you're not going to want to miss it.
Okay, there's your plug.
All right, now we'll talk about other stuff.
Now you're going to take the sex quiz.
All right.
This is a quiz that we give everybody on the show, celebrities.
Every celebrity comes on.
All right, go ahead.
And we ask you to simply be honest. There are 13 questions for you, Body by Jake. Jake, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Jake, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
I don't menstruate.
Well, you know what we mean, though.
With the partner that...
With a girl who's menstruating.
Yes.
Jake, Body by Jake, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
You sure you don't want to count that Village People thing?
Even at that, with the baby oil at that concert?
All right. Jake, have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Jake, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Jake, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Girls, yes.
Yes, okay, yes. Jake, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Oh, this is shaping up to be quite a result.
Body by Jake, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Thank God, no.
No. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
The no-no?
You know the...
Oh, the Wazuli.
No.
Have you?
Yes.
The Battissimo.
Jake, have you J-O'd today?
Not yet.
You're almost done. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, Jake, what is your total number of sexual partners?
You will accept a guesstimate.
You can round it off.
My goodness, let's see, I was the Hulk at Universal Studios, I've bounced in many bars.
The qualifiers.
Two.
No, I mean,
How many?
I don't know.
You want to put 2 zeros on the end of that, too?
Yeah. Let me give you a barometer.
Okay.
You know the guy that was Greg Brady?
Yes.
What's his name? Barry Williams?
He had 100, right?
He was 100.
He said 100.
Leah Remini, who's our friend from King of Queens.
Right.
She had 17, I think.
17, right.
That who's that idiot who's running for president?
The Libertarian candidate for president? Brown. Who took our sex quiz? He said one, didn't he?
He just said one.
His chops.
He must have busted.
They all answered these same questions.
That was a presidential candidate, Jake.
I would have to say, between 40 and 40 and 50.
40 and 50. That's quite a result. Well, Buzz,
Buzz
has tabulated in the other room our results for the sex quiz. How did Body by Jake do?
I'm very proud of Jake with 9 yes answers.
Yes.
Very well.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Very
nice. Honest answers.
You only be honest.
Course, we just have a few follow-ups. The three-way or group sex, was that a one-time occurrence or more than once?
It was a couple of times occurrence, but obviously different.
When you J-O'd in front of others, you mentioned that's just in front of girls?
Yes.
Just in front of girls?
Yes. Unanimously, yes.
How about sex in the battissimo?
Yes.
Now, is this a regular thing? Or?
No. Early on in my career.
And at any time, this is an additional question to the sex quiz. At any time during any sexual activity, did you ever say, don't quit?
No, it was told to me, though.
All right,
I was given that, don't quit.
All right, listen, we'll get out of here,
don't
Jake.
Fit.
Don't quit. Jake's lacrosse league, and that'll be Saturday night at UMBC.
That's it. No calls, no nothing. Come on, we got an agenda.
This is a wonderfully long segment.
It is?
On this show, you've gotten a great amount of time.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, this is great.
And would you like to throw one? How about, would you like to promote the aerobatron? What is it called again?
The stick.
Aerobaton. You guys know those obscure things because the aerobaton was in literally 1981.
Right.
So you guys are all right.
You're still selling it, though, right?
Yeah,
you still sell it, don't you?
I think the aerobahead back there, he definitely...
Aerobahead.
I think aerobahead knew that answer.
And now, at the end of the segment, any nicknames possible at all? Do you think can you do it?
Well, I'm going to have to call in.
All right. Give him the hotline.
Anytime you want.
I'm going to have to call you guys, but it was great, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, Jake Steinfeld. Very nice meeting.
Give him a round of applause. Jake Steinfeld,
good guess.
Saturday night, UMBC.
Okay, get out of here.
Take your tickets.
All right, get out.
Damn it.
See, now you really have to leave.
It's time.
While we're on the air.
You know what we realize as he's sitting here, if he really wasn't going to go and we had to make him, that would be very difficult.
Come on, a couple minutes?
No, that's it. Goodbye.
Fellas.
Thanks, Jake. Bye, Jake.
Bye. Nice shirt. Very nice shirt. There you go.
Thank you. He would have fit right in at the show last night.
Yes, absolutely.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
There you go.
There he goes.
That's Body by Jake. Body by Jake. Don't quit.
40 to 50.
I say triple that.
Yeah. Easily.
Come on.
All right.
Nice man.
Good guest.
Very nice.
Good guest. Body by Jake.
Very cool.
Body by Jake.
Made a fortune selling a stick.
Don't quit.
Battissimo Adidas.
We will be back in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
I appreciate any but.
Can't speak. Am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, okay, we're back on the air now.
We are indeed.
We're just entertaining a telephone call off the air. A long-distance telephone call. No, not what you think.
Wait.
Not the calls we've been taking all day.
No.
Marty is on the phone from Espanol.
España. Tito.
And here now is Tito. Hi, Bart.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, big man.
Hey.
As you can hear, he has the sound of Spain in his voice.
Hola. Hola, Tito.
Hola.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien.
This is the sound that Mommy and I have been hearing a lot. And it's the combination of the different hours. It's 11 o'clock now in Spain.
Very late.
And the fact that a lot of the places that Barty's been going to with the kids from his school and with the other people, there's a lot of smoke over there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do? Tell everybody about the bullfight you went to.
It was cool. They killed the bulls.
Wow.
They killed the bulls.
So you're no longer a vegetarian, eh?
Nope.
Did it shock you, or you said it was cool. Was it was a little weird?
I thought it was getting more gruesome, but it wasn't. They just stabbed it.
How's the family that you're living with now?
Yeah.
For this 30 days that you're in Spain, what are their names? Tell us about the family.
I haven't learned their names yet.
You haven't learned their names yet?
How long you been there?
A week.
Oh. You don't know their name? You haven't memorized their names yet?
No, I don't know them.
Oh, are you whispering now because they might be around?
No, I'm just whispering because I'm supposed to.
Oh, I got you, because it's after curfew. You know, when I told you about that late night 1:30 a.m. thing, that's only on weekends.
Ah, okay.
As it turns out, his regular every night curfew, and this is a weeknight, it's 11 o'clock, so...
Oh, that's cool.
He's actually getting a pass right now from the Spanish family to get out of the house to call into the show today.
Very good.
So you don't know their names, but how many are there in the house with you?
At one time, there were seven brothers and a sister.
And there's a mama, right?
Yeah, and no dad.
And no dad.
Is it a big house, Bart?
No, it's a tiny apartment.
Oh, wow.
But you have your own room, right?
Right, now I do.
Yeah, with
now there are only like three brothers.
With two beds?
What?
Didn't you tell me the other day you have two beds?
Yeah, I have two beds in my room and TV.
And TV.
Wow.
And porno.
Yeah. Porno TV at late night.
So the other brothers have ventured out into the countryside?
I don't know.
You don't know where they went, huh?
No.
Now listen, here's an important question. I know this is a question that Mommy and I ask you a lot. Are you learning any other... Are you learning Spanish better being over there?
Yeah, he said I need to learn more, so like I have all this extra homework.
See, the deal is that during the day, Bart actually goes to classes with the kids from his school.
No, Spanish. Seriously, Dad, tonight I have to do like 10 pages.
10 pages of stuff. So like during the day, I think, isn't your schedule you're like at school from 9 till 3?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And while he's in the school environment with the kids from his school, they get to speak English. Of course, they're learning Spanish. No, you don't?
No.
So you have to speak Spanish all the time?
24/7.
Wow. 24. How do you say 24/7 in Spanish?
24 y 7.
All right. Well, say some stuff to me in Spanish that you would say to me normally. Like, what are
questions? Eres un homosexual.
Are you a homosexual?
No, eres.
Oh, you fuck. Are. You are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
You are a homosexual. Very nice.
Say something else in Spanish that you would say to me.
Te gustan los chicos pequeños.
And what in God's name does that mean?
You like the little boys.
All right, well, do you have one more, something you would, maybe something you would really say to me? Although the sad truth is, this is the crap I hear, like when we play basketball and stuff.
Hearing it in Spanish, so I didn't know what, I usually can recognize a little. I didn't recognize that at all. Oh, God.
Te encantan los hombres grandes.
And what was that?
You like the huge men. No, that was, you love the huge men.
You love the huge men.
The huge men. All right. Jesus Christ. So what's the plan? Oh, you got to do your homework tonight.
Yeah.
And then school tomorrow, but then you have a free weekend. What are you going to be doing this weekend?
No, we have school on Saturday.
Ah, so then what are you doing Sunday?
Sunday is an 11 o'clock curfew.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I guess Saturday evening will be your evening out. Are you planning on going out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you planning on doing? Do you know yet?
I heard there's a big fiesta.
A fiesta? That'll be cool.
Have you met any senoritas?
No.
Really? You haven't met any Spanish girls?
Because we stay mostly within an American group.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
We don't like outside influences.
What about the girl who's your sister over there?
I haven't really met her that much. I'm not in my house that much.
Oh, you're not in the house that much.
I only sleep there and eat there.
Just a place to crash.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And how is the water? Have you been drinking the water?
Actually, my family only has bottled water.
That's good. Do you get sick poops if you drink the water?
I don't know. I have sick poops right now.
Oh, you have sick poops now? I bet it's from the rich food you've been eating, probably, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, and I know there's something you wanted to tell Uncle Mike. Do you want to tell him now or have it be a surprise?
I'll tell him now.
Okay, go ahead.
Uncle Mike, I didn't get you a bullfighting hat.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
But have you ever seen guys do, like, the guys with the castanets or a tango where they wear the hats that look almost Amish?
Yes, I've seen those hats.
There's one with your name on.
Thank you, Tito. I appreciate it. Muchas gracias, Tito.
De nada.
All right, buddy. I love you.
Me too.
Sure do miss you.
Miss you too.
All right. I'll tell Mommy that you called. And how many of our letters that Mommy and I have sent you have you received?
Ghosts.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Two. We've only sent, he's been gone a week.
Right.
We've sent him roughly two letters a day.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there should be a big pile of mail coming your way.
Okie dokie.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
And what else did I want to tell you? You'll read it in the letters. I don't want to ruin the letters. There's stuff.
Oh, come on. Tell me.
There's stuff I want to tell you, but it's like dumb stuff, buddy. It's like about fantasy football and about Survivor and stuff like
what
that.
What the hell happened with fantasy football?
Did you say hell?
Yes.
Did he say what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What the hell happened with fantasy football?
Hey, you know, go easy on the swears.
Sorry.
Okay. Nothing. It's just we had to vote about who to keep, about how many players we could keep, and I voted for you the way that I thought you would like to vote.
Who'd you vote?
I voted that you wanted to keep one player.
No!
How many players did you want to
I've
keep?
I've been telling you the entire time, too. You wanted to keep one.
All right, well, then I'll call Jeff, and I'll change the vote to two.
Using my vote for yourself.
No, it wasn't. He is a smart young man.
Marty, I was trying to vote the way... I know that we had discussed that before about how many players to protect. I thought you just wanted to protect Keyshawn.
No, where were you while we were talking?
I don't know. I guess I was at the same place when you and Mom were discussing the drinking wine at dinner. I don't know. And what else did I want to tell about Survivor? You know who got voted off last night?
Last night who?
Jenna.
Was she in the little group?
Was she? No, she was not. She was not a member of that
yeah,
little faction.
Then it's looking good for me.
Because you're in Susan's camp, right?
Right. You know why? Right.
Why?
I figure they're going to vote everybody else until it's that alliance, right?
Yeah.
And then, who do you think is going to bond together? Obviously, they're going to vote Rudy off, and then it'll be two girls and a guy.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think is going to stick together in that alliance?
The girls.
The girls?
Right.
Right, so it'll just be Susan and the other girl. And who's been more important, Susan or that other girl?
Listen to him. What logic?
Okay. Oh, listen. All the way in Spain, he's got Survivor figured out.
I know you told Mommy and I this, but tell everybody, what is the TV show Big Brother like in Spain? What is the Spanish version like?
Gran Hermano.
Okay, and that means?
Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother. I'm sorry. What did I say? Survivor?
Gran Hermano.
Oh, Big Brother. What's it like?
It's the same.
It's the same? Are the people... I mean, it's not the American people, right? It's the Spanish version.
Right.
Yeah?
It just ended. Somebody just won.
Oh, somebody just won. Okay. All right. Well, we sure do miss you.
Miss you, too.
How long until you come home now? 3 weeks?
Don't know.
No, 3 weeks. Come on.
Don't know.
We're counting.
Don't know.
Maybe never.
We're counting. 3 weeks. All right. You'll be my good man.
If I get on my plane.
Pardon me?
Nothing.
What did you say?
If I get on my plane.
If I get on my plane.
He's having a good time.
I told you, he loves working me.
He's having a great time.
He loved working me before he left.
Right.
I'm a little sorry. I haven't gotten any care packages yet.
Every day when he would say to me, Dad, guess what? You're not going to be able to see me for 30 days. He loved it.
What's the number one thing you'd want in a care package from the States?
I don't know.
I mean, like a food item. What do you miss most?
Food?
Yeah, I mean, is there anything over that you can't get over there that you really miss?
No.
Yeah, so he's living the charm life.
Very great. He's very right. Cool.
Little Lord,
send me money.
Little Lord Fauntleroy. Send me money. Well, part of the whole reason you're over there is to learn how to budget your own money.
Too late. I've already gone through a lot.
But then, you know, listen, I discussed this with Mommy last night. Then that means that you are going to be without money for a while.
Okay, if you want your only child to die of starvation,
that's on you.
Your only child, your seed.
You know, I said
your
to him,
seed. He's funny at this hour, you know?
I talked to him the other day, and he said he'd gone through a bunch of money already, like $100 in the first week. And I said, what did you spend $100 on? And he said, well, you know, bought that hat for Uncle Mike.
Mm. Thank you, Bart.
I think he bought me a couple of cigars. Mm-hmm. And
a membership to a gym and the tickets to the bullfight.
You bought a membership to a gym?
Yeah.
A Spanish gym?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, to work out and junk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Excellent. And then beyond that, I said, where did the rest of the money go? And he gave me an answer that sounded like BS, but then... I did some research and found out it's true. Like, if you go into a cafe in Spain
mm-hmm.
and you want to sit down and have a Coca-Cola, you pay for the Coca-Cola, and you also pay for the space to be able to sit in a cafe.
Rental
buy
space.
Buy the time.
Yeah, you buy the time
wow.
to sit down in a cafe.
So it costs more.
And have a drink with your friends.
That's interesting.
Right? Mm. Hey, that's Spain, man.
That's avoiding the loiterers, I guess.
That's huh? Spain. All right, buddy. Well, listen, go back in and do your homework.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Hello, my lover.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, bye, buddy.
You won't see me soon.
Oh, come on, knock it off.
I'll never see you again.
Oh, God.
Barney, God forbid anything would happen. I would hate for this to be our last conversation.
Yes, Dad.
I'm sure you don't want to leave it on those terms.
I know. Just because I like my Spanish family more doesn't matter.
God. Wow. All right, bud. I love you. I'll see you soon.
I love you, Dad. I can't wait to get home.
I know you can. All right. I love you, too. I'll tell Mommy you called.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There he is.
He was hot today.
Little man is growing up.
I haven't laughed at him in a long time when he did that thing about Spanish. I like big men.
That's too funny.
Well, he sounds like he's working hard over there, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's
part of... I didn't know he's going to school 6 days a week.
Yeah, well, that's part of the equation, that we didn't want it to be like, you know... A vacation,
right?
Because Christ, Freedom Side don't get a vacation in Europe.
Yeah,
but it's a good experience for him.
Good for him.
At least that's what Frida keeps saying to me.
I think it is.
It's a good experience for him.
No, I'm looking forward to getting my goofy hat too.
Yeah. And I had a conversation with one of his teachers this week to address some of the concerns that I had brought up earlier this week on the show.
That's valid, too.
And, you know, all I got was just a report that he's a great kid, and he's doing great. So,
good.
There he is, live from Spain.
Bueno, bueno, bueno.
Bueno, bueno. We are up on a break. Your phone calls and more when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
You stole my car. Where is the truck in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. Now, that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd. Don't say that. God forgive you. There is no God.
Hey!
Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Aaron, it's been an exciting show already today.
Yeah.
What with the calls from the other disc jockey, I think he might be calling again in a moment.
You never know.
Also, the recap of the Vegas show, Body by Jake with his stick.
Right.
Barney calling in from Spain. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have the lame TNT interview because we're whores and because TNT is giving us $16,000 to give away, and that giveaway is next Friday.
And I think we're training a lot of amateur broadcasters.
Tomorrow, one of our guest DJs will have a shot at interviewing Jeff Conaway.
You might have remembered him from his work on Taxi.
Highly forgettable on Taxi. Also highly forgettable on the movie Grease. That'll be tomorrow. Plus, football starts this weekend. We will have Phil Sims on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a brand new low budget Jeopardy, and our tribute to Connie Lee Gifford.
Yeah, you might have thought we forgot that. No, we haven't. We've been saving it up for a fantastic tribute.
And, of course, our review, as only we can deliver it, of Connie Lee's final show with Regis.
That's fantastic.
All of that on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Maria.
Yeah, who's this?
Maria.
Maria.
Last night.
Oh, Maria. Hello. Maria from the Nude Feud.
Yes.
Maria. Not that I remember you exactly, but hello, Maria.
I had so much fun last night. I want to tell you guys, I had a blast.
Maria, what were you wearing?
The gray shirt.
Oh,
and
yes.
Had one strap in the back.
Right.
I remember.
Did the strip
yes.
at the end.
Yes, now you know why I remember.
Peanut butter cup.
Yes, right.
Peanut butter cup.
This girl's got areolas like that girl in American Beauty. They're gigantic peanut butter cup. Areolas.
It was his favorite.
It was fantastic.
I mean, really, just like Reese's peanut butter cups. Big.
Yeah, well, my husband likes them.
Big and brown, just like that.
I think the crowd approved.
Good. I wanted to tell you guys that I had, like I said, I had a great time, and I wanted to ask you, was that girl Amy? Was she a ringer?
I don't remember which one Amy was.
The winner,
the one
no.
The one that won.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I don't think she... You mean like a professional dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not with armpits like that, honey.
There was one lady who I would have thought was had a little professional dancer look to her. Mm-hmm. The lady that... the blonde lady that was tall.
Right.
She kind of had a pro look.
The girl who said she'd played strip trivia before?
Yes, yes. I thought she might be suspect, but I don't think our winner... I thought she was an amateur.
No, J.O. Jones says that she knows that she's done some acting in the area. But as far as that's all we know. J.O. Jones recognized her name.
Really?
There could be no way that girl could be like a professional stripper because...
Well, some guys dig that.
No, you mean a heron? I don't think
that
a girl...
Nasty.
I don't think a girl could be like a pro like Jenna or Shiloh and walk around with those giant bushes under her arms.
Oh, I think there are a lot of armpit hair clubs around the area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, where men go, it's a fetish, Don, and men go down just to see women with lots of long, lengthy armpit hair.
Don't they have that at the Dark Entry?
The Dark Entry. As a matter of fact, the Dark Entry, you go through to, like, braided armpit.
Like a curtain.
Maria, thank you for coming out last night.
Thank you. I'll be next show.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, please do. Don't forget the peanut butter cups.
I won't.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I was listening to you talk to Bart there.
Yeah.
And you didn't sound like a top 10 market DJ there. You sounded like kind of like a little wuss there. I'm going to tell Mommy that you said hi. I mean... You gotta treat the boy more like he's a man rather than a little boy.
This is so obviously a guy that is trying to work you.
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to work me.
I mean, I think it's a... Do you have a son, sir?
No, I don't have any kids.
You don't have any kids,
of course. Okay, well,
that's why I know.
Listen, that's the way I parent. When you heard me in that instance, you heard me not being a top 10 disc jockey. You heard me being a father.
But you know, I listen to you, for an hour there, and then all of a sudden you talk to Bart and you just melt.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
it's called...
You got to give your boy a tough father.
It's called love, and I'm sorry that your father didn't love you, mm-hmm. which is why you turned out the way you turned out, but...
This is a very, I must say, this is a disturbing call for you, sir. It concerns me that I certainly hope you don't have children. If that is, if the fact that the way Don talked to his son bothers you, I think you really might want to get some kind of help.
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm just telling him,
Then, then I'm sorry you can't deal with the fact that in my real life, I'm not always like I am on the radio. I'm not. When I talk to my son and when I talk to my wife, that's how I am in my real life.
None of us are like we are on the radio except for Buzz.
Yes.
It sounds like you take charge just like Buzz when you're in real life with your wife. But when the kid comes around, it sounds like you soften up quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's really affected your son as he's over in an honors program in Spanish abroad.
Right. Yeah, if that's your biggest complaint, if that's your criticism of me, I'll take that. If you think I turn into a ball of goo with my son, you stupid retard, it's called love.
I don't have a son, but I am a son, and I think if you had a son that you loved, you would understand why he did that.
Or if you had a father who loved you, perhaps you could relate to that.
I think any parent turns into a ball of goo. I think that's why are we even discussing?
Because this guy is such an incredible retard.
He's such a total moron.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about a parent that doesn't turn into goo around their kids. I think that's the way it is.
So listen, do me a favor. When you have a child, and I'm sure you probably have one now, you just don't know about it. But when you do father one of the many illegitimate children that I'm sure you're going to father,
you will pay for in your taxes?
Send them to me, and I will raise them properly.
That is so generous the way you do that with these callers.
Send them to me, and I will raise them in a loving, wonderful environment so that they will not turn up like you.
No problem.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. F you.
Sure.
How's that? You like that? Is that more like the top 10 DJ that you know and love?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I think it's just an incredible offer the way you do that. And, people don't realize you've done that.
Generally.
Many children of listeners that...
How many times have we walked out of the station and there's been basket after basket after basket, bassinets of babies piled up on top of each other?
And it's been going on for years, and that's why... what will you be going to? 15, 16 high school graduations this year?
Yeah, and sometimes, if I drive the pickup truck to work, unfortunately...
Right.
If I'm really loaded up, there's been an occasion where a couple of the babies have just bounced off the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, I've just seen the little ones just bounce from from lane to lane on the Beltway.
I know. I know. It's incredible.
Because, you know, I'm all piled up.
Yeah, right. There's only so much you can do.
Exactly.
I can only fill so many bassinets in the back of my pickup truck.
I don't think there are many people on the radio that actually would take the children of listeners and raise them as his own. And, you've done a great job. And I apologize for not coming to that one high school graduation that you wanted. Yeah, I try to make one or two a year.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say also, just so you don't think I'm a total saint, only the girls who give me trouble are the girls who I later put out on the street as my whores.
Well, that's it. I mean, you got to supplement that income.
I've got to come up with extra scratch to raise all these kids.
I understand.
What you could. And I only take the problem girls and put them out on the street.
Will the boys this year still be making your own wine, your own label of wine?
They'll be making my label of wine, rolling my cigar.
It is so very cool. You go to his house.
And, of course, making those straw hats that they sell on the beach in the summer. Great.
You go to his house any Saturday afternoon. He's got this big barrel, and in it are all his surrogate sons.
It's like that episode of Lucy.
Squishing the grapes.
Uh-huh. Right, jumping. Up and down on the grave.
It's fantastic. And then, of course, because they're not really your son by blood, they're not your blood relatives, you actually let them drink as much wine as they want.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And every one of them graduates from high school.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to apologize for my girlfriend for her not getting on the stage last night. We were the couple right in front of you guys.
Front and center.
Yep, front and center.
Well, your girlfriend's hot. Mm-hmm.
You cracked me up, though. You made me laugh. Because, I mean, that was kind of like, I consider that to be somewhat of a not abnormal reaction to a boyfriend of a hot girl. And you kind of were, you wanted to see the show, you wanted to be there, but you were standing guard over her. And, we had such a good turnout, otherwise I might have been pissed.
Well, if it had been in any other town, no problem. She's in politics, so we can't really do that in D.C.
If there had been a lesser amount of talent, then we would have been pissed because your girlfriend was hot, and there's no doubt that every guy in the place wanted to see her naked, but fortunately there's about 25 other girls that jumped right up on the stage last night.
So you're saying she'll be running for office?
Maybe.
Really?
Oh, come on. Absolutely not.
Yeah, you both look like you're 23 years old.
Hey, she's got 10 more years if she doesn't want to blow her...
No, come on. She's an empty-headed paper pusher.
Oh, please.
Please. I have a better chance of being elected to a political office than your girlfriend does. Come on.
No.
Come on. Don't kid yourself, my friend.
Running on the ticket that if you're elected, you'll raise the children.
Right.
Absolutely. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But we wanted to say thanks to Buzz. He came up to us. And thanks to John. He gave us some beads and stuff like that. And,
all right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Your girlfriend's blowing some senator right now. Oh, he's gone. I didn't get to hear that.
Thank you very much, honey. Hey, and then, of course, that's my only image of the center. Thank you very much.
No, you know who it is? It's Fred Thompson. That's who she's blowing right now.
Thank you very much. That was just the most incredible job I've ever had. You really did a good polishing.
Well, I want to get into politics. I was at the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show last night, and my boyfriend said I shouldn't show my tees because I want to get involved in politics.
Oh, yes, that was good judgment. Is there a chance that you could take your panties off now?
Oh, yes, Senator Thompson.
There you go. Fantastic job. Boy, you've got a tight, lovely, fantastic ass.
Thank you, Senator.
You're going to be in politics for a long time now. Come on over and talk to little Fred.
Okay, but you have to make it quick because Mr. Glendening wants to see me also.
All right, I'll send you down to the governor right after I'm through with you.
And then Mr. Pataki wants to see me.
Yeah, very good. Oh, man, that is fantastic. Oh boy. Yeah, you're a good young Republican.
How will this help my career, Senator?
I don't care. Right now, I think you're better than Lori Morgan. Fantastic.
Yes, sirree.
I was in movies, you know.
Don and Mike show. All right, old. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, what that moron that just called about you not being tough on your kid? Take the damn bong out of your mouth. I cannot believe that. This guy here is sending his kid across. I wish my father had done half the crap you do for your son.
Thank you. And if you have one, send him to me.
That's right. He's doing that.
I've got three boys that I raised just right, and you're doing it.
Yeah, stick by Jake. Right. Thank you.
So upset that guy was.
Yeah. The show, it just it gets that response.
Emotional.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, I was calling because I wanted to find out if it was appropriate now to talk about me, myself, and Irene. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yes, I have.
Oh, beautiful. Have you guys seen, you know how with the Farley Brother movies and some of those others, directors out there that do some wild and crazy stuff?
I just want to make a comment here that at this point, I think the expiration date on Me, Myself, and Irene is gone, meaning not that it's okay to talk about it, meaning that now it's
not interesting.
It's
anymore.
Passé to talk about
it
now.
I may have something interesting for you, though. Just bear with me. At the end, you know what?
All right, hold on. How much time should I give this guy?
I'd say 30 seconds.
Yeah. Perfect. 30 seconds is all I need. At the end,
let's make it 20. Can we compromise on 20?
20 seconds is acceptable to all of the panelists.
All right, you have 20 seconds of our valuable time. Go.
After they show all the credits, they show all of the cast members, the three sons, Jim Carrey, the girl, and the crazy albino in the water, about 2 feet of water, and they're looking for Jim Carrey's thumb. Did you guys check that out? Where the albino guy is actually in the water searching around, and they pull him up, and they're asking him if he's found it yet. He says, not yet. He goes back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Didn't somebody already call and tell us whatever that guy was going to say?
We knew that already. Right. I think I'd mentioned I left the theater before that.
Yeah, as did I.
Because they were showing all the extras in that movie.
All of their dumb friends.
That was really just not a payoff for me for staying through the credits.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, I got an idea for you. Yeah, you remember the scene in Cowboy where the bad guy tips up the tequila and lets the worm come down to the bottom and gulps it?
Urban Cowboy, I don't remember too long ago. Really hard for me to remember that.
Well, you know, there's worms in tequila. That's the kind of bug you should eat. I think you could probably choke that one down.
Eat the tequila worm.
Yeah, instead of...
Don't they say, isn't the rumor that if you eat the worm, like, you'll be wasted for a month?
Yeah, it's supposed to have, like, psychedelic properties.
So I guess, you know, and really...
You should ask Joe Ardinger about that.
I will ask Joe Ardinger, but if that's the case, really, if the you know, if you eat the worm and you're buzzed for a month, I'll do it.
Hey, make a good show.
Very good.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks, man.
Eat the worm.
Eat the worm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what?
The staff that we have here is driving me crazy.
What's going on?
I swear to God, they're driving me crazy.
What are they really doing? What are they doing?
Just... When I'm doing something with the telephones, back in the other room, don't touch the telephones.
You got that body language again.
Okay?
You got that body language where the hands go wide.
You know, while you were having the conversation... Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hi, how am I supposed to know?
Just don't touch it, please.
I won't.
Okay, thanks.
Ever again.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Nice attitude. To go with your haircut.
We all had a very late night left.
And I know that we have a disc jockey who keeps calling us.
Hello?
And, I knew we had this call coming in.
Stop talking about me.
Well, we haven't talked about you since the last time you called.
I know you're talking about me. And the thing is, I don't want you to talk about me. And I've told you that if you talk about me, I'm going to go to Tom, who's going to go to Ken and go to the big guy. All right? And I just want you to know, I also invented Band-Aids.
What do you mean you invented Band-Aids?
I invented the Band-Aid, just like I told you before. Fire the wheel, chewing gum, the combustion engine, the internet, eyeglasses, and dental floss. Oh, you are so hot. What I would like to do to you...
Let me ask you something.
I would really like to do it to you.
Even if you did, let's go with this discussion for a second that that you have invented everything, including everything on radio.
I invented everything. I invented a Corian.
Even if you did invent Corian,
the newspaper
and breakfast cereal, and
rubber ties,
even if you have invented all of this, why don't you spend a little more time worrying about your own radio show rather than screaming about other disc jockeys using your name and mentioning your name?
Let me explain it to you. You are not me. I don't want you to talk about me. Only me talks about me. And I talk about me because I like talking about me more than anything else in the world. So you don't talk about me. I'll talk about me. And if you continue to talk about me, I'll go to Tom Hotel, Ken Hotel, the big guy. You understand that? And I want you to understand one other thing.
I'm so pussified.
I invented the electric light bulb.
The fact that you have gone to management to have the disc jockeys from WNEW, ourselves included.
So what I would do is
stop saying your name.
C-N-E-C-N-E-A-N-E-B-D-M-E. Oh, what I would do to you.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Say hello to your lovely wife for us.
Well, that would be impossible. Now, see, there you go again, talking about May. Don't talk about May.
No, no.
We won't have any. You know, you're talking
about
May.
We are not mentioning your name.
You're talking about May, and I don't want you to talk about May. Tom will tell Kendall, tell the big guy.
If you're so goddamn, you know, influential, and if you invent everything.
I invented everything.
Why don't you go and interview and make and do, instead of just bitching about other disc jockeys?
I invented God. How do you like that? Yeah, that stopped you in your tracks. Don't talk about me. I'll talk about me. And if any of you guys talk about me, there's going to be hell to pay.
And you know what else I've noticed that you don't talk about on your show?
I just want to say all of you are dead to me. You're dead to me.
I've also noticed that you don't talk about how your ratings are going down everywhere.
There you are again. You're breaking the rule. I sent a memo. You are breaking the rule.
No.
You're talking about.
The rule said that we could not mention your name.
You are not allowed to say one more word about me.
Oh.
Don't talk about me.
Or else
I'll
what?
I'll tell Tom, I'll tell Ken, I'll tell the big guy. Don't talk about me.
Okay.
All right? I am in his shoes.
I didn't.
Robin?
All right.
Wait.
He keeps calling.
Seemed to get very upset that time.
For a guy who's pissed that all the disc jockeys on NEWFM are saying his name, he sure is calling us a lot.
I don't understand that. I really don't.
Me either.
I don't understand why someone gets that upset.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
You know, you would think that a guy, you know, with that much time on his hands would put a little more effort into the product he was putting out on the radio.
And less time thinking about other disc jockeys.
That's the easiest way to shut other disc jockeys up.
Absolutely.
You know, put on a great show that squashes them in the ratings.
Focus.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
From Sacramento.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I call you father. That was a good speech. Hey, check it out.
Wait a minute. You call Buzz father?
Yeah, I'd love to be.
Well, what?
Buzz, be my dad.
Okay.
No, anyway, on Survivors, last night...
Survivors. Dad.
Hello?
Never mind.
That's my boy.
Never mind. Hello. Not in my show.
The one thing that disc jockey didn't invent is the stick.
No, I'm sure he'll take credit for it.
I'm sure. Stick.
A Robiton.
Is this the guy?
Dick.
Oh, no. Are you going to do this thing?
Bum.
About Jake's stick?
Oh, big stick.
Oh, dear.
This is crazy.
Oh, that turned ugly.
Hello, Don. My show.
Hey, it's me, Fez again.
What, Fez?
I got something to say.
What?
That disc jockey with the other nose, whose nose is so huge, when he goes out on the beach, people put umbrellas under him for shade.
Hey, Fez. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, Bondi.
I just wanted to talk to you about you getting your DSS hooked up so you don't have to pay for it anymore.
I like paying for it, sir.
Paying for it is the right American thing to do.
That's right. Thank you. Hold on, please, and I'll get your number and call you off the air. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you bastards.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
I've listened to you for only about 15 years when Mike was just Saul Rabinowitz. But I've noticed a trend lately, a lot of hostility toward my friend Don. Is it just me?
Start over again.
You've been getting a lot of calls, people trying to bust your balls over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, last 3 or 4 weeks, try over the last 15 years.
That is a 15-year trend, sir. People bust our balls all the time.
I don't know, it just seems a lot more hostile, you know? A lot more vilified.
Right, because I'm a villain.
It's just an honest show.
That is an incorrect use of the word vilified. Just, I know, I like to enlighten people. When they use the nickel words, I like to let them know when they haven't used them properly.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of threw vilified in there, and, you know, it's like you maybe listened to your vocabulary tapes today, but you just threw it in there, and it was really not appropriate.
Oh, you turned around on me now.
No, I didn't turn anything. I was just trying to enlighten you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, in a roundabout way...
Well, goodbye, coward.
He's gone.
You know,
he was calling to try to bust my balls.
Yeah, he was.
You know, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
It's all right.
Just wanted to go vilified. I learned that on the tape today.
It's okay. You know, we just take live calls from people.
Right.
It is a 15-year...
You know, if they're talking about people calling to bust our balls, it's a 15-year trend.
Yeah, please. It's not like over the last month things have changed so drastically.
Not at all.
And before that, every call we got was somebody saying, God damn, I love you guys.
No way.
Please, who would listen to that crap, right? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you bastard, it's me.
How would you knock it off? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria from the show last night.
Oh, hi,
Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
Hi.
Yeah. QVC.
QVC.
Queen Victoria C.
That's right.
There are no secrets about this Victoria.
Mm-mm. No, there isn't.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you guys know I had a really good time. That was the first time I'd ever been to one of your shows.
I think it's real important to note all the women calling from the show last night that participated, telling us what a great time they had. For any of you that are thinking about coming out and thinking that this is a guy parade, lots of women come out and lots of women have a good time.
Right.
You know, there's something that I was disappointed about, though.
Of course. What is it, darling?
When they had the two girls at the end of the lingerie show.
Yes.
The one girl that was really cute, I think her name was Sarah, she didn't get all the way naked.
Well,
I wanted to see her naked.
Honey, I have a comment. Hold on, please.
Don will answer that.
Hold on. No,
sorry. But the judges can't accept
that. That does not count. No. I'm sorry. That fart was not worthy of a commercial plug.
Not worthy.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying that I wanted to see the girl Sarah all the way naked.
Well, she kind of got down to her, thong, right?
No, she didn't even take... She just undid her shirt.
Oh, you know, you're right. I think that was Kate.
I don't really remember.
No, I think both of the girls at the end showed their boobs.
They showed their boobs.
Yeah, she undid her shirt, but she didn't even take her shirt off. She just...
She kept her dress on and she had her her shirt undone, but didn't take it off completely.
Right, she didn't take anything completely off. Oh, I wanted to see her
good
name.
Memory, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, you know, I think...
Thank you.
Didn't you see enough?
Yeah, I certainly
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
Okay. Okay.
From May.
May.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, guys. Two things. First of all, I was wondering if that disc jockey you're talking to might be on Low Budget Jeopardy tomorrow.
Would you mind if we did the show?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, would you let us do the driving, please?
Yes, I apologize.
Thank you.
You got excited.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Two things about Survivor. One thing, did you see Colleen's underarm hair yesterday?
Yeah, it's about as funky as that girl that won our underwear fashion show last night.
Oh, my God, that was disgusting. And also, that show is a nipple fest like you have not seen in your life. They're always cold and they're always hard, pointing right at you.
Is this the nipple guy?
Like they want to kiss you.
Is this the nipple guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, nipple guy.
Nipples right in you. Oh.
See, I knew it was the nipple guy.
Because I said nipple.
Nipple.
Nipple guy.
Nipple guy.
Nipple man.
Boogie.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Wow.
Hello, yes. I would like to interview Jeff Conaway.
Well, you have to call tomorrow, honey.
Well, I think I'm the most qualified.
You're the share lady.
Maybe. Maybe I am.
Good ear, Mike.
Thank you.
Good ear. Listen, the only thing that we want you to do on this show is sing like Cher.
Listen, I can sing like Cher, but I know a lot about Jeff Conaway. I know his whole bio.
That's, not the idea, though.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
The idea.
Okay, but just sing like Cher, please.
Well, okay, but will you give me a chance to interview Jeff if I do? Please?
No. Please sing like Cher.
God, I'm such a whore. All right. I'm not prepared for this.
Oh, you're always prepared.
Come on.
Yeah.
God, I want to interview Jeff Conaway. I love Jeff Conaway. I know everything about him. Please.
Come on. Sing like Cher.
God, I want to interview Jeff Conaway.
Sing like Cher.
I know everything about this man. I know he was married to Olivia Newton-John's sister. I know he vied for top billing with Judd
Hirsch. Okay, listen, I'm going to waste time to explain it to you. The whole concept is that Jeff Conaway is such a worthless guest that we wouldn't want someone who knows a lot about him to interview him. As a matter of fact, whoever interviews him tomorrow is just going to ask him questions about Judd Hirsch.
I know questions about Judd Hirsch. I know they vied for top billing.
That's the concept for tomorrow's interview.
Okay, well, I can do that.
Now that I've explained that to you, sing like Cher.
You're really making me mad. I need $16,000, man. All right. All right. Okay, let me suck it up.
Come on, hurry.
All right.
Hurry.
Hold on. Okay.
Hurry.
All right.
You're vilifying me.
Well, all right, time's up.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Should move.
Don, Mike, radio god.
Hey, buddy.
Don, I would love for you to be my father.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Satchmo's coming.
All right. Now, why doesn't the guy just make the Satchmo call at that time?
Because it was funny when he did it yesterday, and it's going to be funny when he calls
you
back today.
You got a bill. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Been a long time.
Hey, Toots.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I used to listen to you on WIBA. I've been out in Tucson. It's been about 6 years, but I'm the one that had the dog that barked 85 times, and y'all paid me $850.
Oh, right, right.
Remember incredible. That?
That's back when we did it with $10 intervals.
Ten second unwish, mark 85 times.
Do you live in Tucson now?
No, I'm back now.
Oh,
I went out to Tucson, and I was surprised I came back, and I found you on this station. I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
I think we're on in Tucson now.
We just went on in Tucson.
The dog is deceased now. And you also called me the crazy parrot lady, too.
Right. Now
I remember
you.
Can't imagine why we call you crazy.
Right. Okay. Thank you, honey.
It's nice that you guys are here, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say hi to y'all.
Old friends checking in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
See you.
That is the most gratifying kind of call when someone who's an old, old friend comes back into the fold.
Someone constantly in our thoughts.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, it's Reverend Jim.
Oh, now it's the guy doing that bad impression. The guy from Taxi?
It's because we were talking about Jeff Conaway.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show.
That was very good.
Hello.
Hey, Don, I want to thank you for inventing the radio and using the microphones that I invented. And if you would, can you please stop using them?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that was like the best interview with Jake. He wasn't stuffy. He wasn't afraid to. I let his hair down. You got to have more interviews like that. I mean, that was total entertainment.
Because we certainly have never done one before.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was good.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes. I just wanted to let you know that I had a great time last night. And afterwards, we were hanging out in front and met Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, and Cheryl the Big Dyke. And my friend and I happened to be representing the queers. We took Cheryl and Joe out to Chaos and took them out for drinks and we had a good time.
I think Cheryl had mentioned that she hooked up with some guys.
Right.
That was us, and it was a great time, and everybody in the crowd, I want all the queer listeners in the audience to know that the crowd wasn't a bunch of unruly drunk guys.
You sound like a very young homosexual.
I'm 21.
Mike, you can never be too young to be gay.
And Homo Joe was a great guy, and he looks like Mr. Clean.
You
and,
pioneer you.
And Cheryl has huge, whatever. And
but it sounds like you had a great time.
Oh, I mean, my friend and I were kind of apprehensive about being in a room with a bunch of 500 unemployed drunk guys. But
our crowds are very homo friendly. Listen, as a matter of fact.
Tasty.
I think that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Goodbye.
That covers it.
I had something funny to say, but I'm sure that big ball of phlegm was funnier. I think killing me. Clear the lines up. Just clear them out. Stop vilifying me, man.
Stop it, man.
I've noticed it just over the 3 to 4 last weeks, man.
Yeah.
Right. Clear the lines. Call 100 right now.
Oh, man.
Secret sound time. $500 online. Be the 100th caller. Call my bitches right now. Toya, Lisa, standing by 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
They faced those demons before, Don and Mike.
Time for a call 100. Here we go. Hi there. Don and Mike show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
Frederick, Maryland.
Kevin, call number 100. I'll give you a choice here. Do you want the last 4 pack of tickets we have for the Redskins Ravens tomorrow night?
No.
Or Friday night? I'm sorry.
No.
The answer was no.
I couldn't go.
Okay. Well, then please enjoy your free nachos.
Nachos!
From Taco Bell. Try Taco Bell's new, freshly made nachos.
Nachos. Great nachos, great tacos.
Nachos.
Okay, are you ready to go for big bucks?
Yep.
Here we go with $500 online, secret sound number 6. People are getting so close. Everybody's dancing around them.
Absolutely.
You get it right, you get the money. Here's the sound. Don't answer until Mike sings like. Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound that was invented by a disc jockey.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
For 500 Benjamins. Is a Benjamin 100 or 500?
100 bucks.
How much is it?
Benjamin's 100 bucks.
Yep, 500 Benjamins.
Okay. No, Mike, it's 5 Benjamins.
It's 5 Benjamins. Oh, it's 100 bucks. Right. It's 5,000 Benjamins.
No, it's 5. 5 Benjamins is $500.
So if one Benjamin is $100,
Benjamins.
500 of them would be $500.
No.
No.
For $500, how many pennies would that be, Rob?
$500?
Yes.
50,000.
For 50,000 pennies.
Yeah. Excellent.
What is the sound?
Is it a tape player stopping?
No, it is not.
Oh, we're sorry.
How many quarters is that, Rob?
500 would be 2,000 quarters.
How many dimes?
Be 5,000.
Nickels?
10,000.
Half dollars?
1,000.
Okay, see? That's why he's head.
Yeah. He's brains.
Head. No, listen, that's an awful guess. Not even close.
Oh.
Thank you, though.
I thought it was something electronic. Oh, well, thank you very much, Nachos.
Thank you, Nachos. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
For you. You know, we do have one page worth of winners left for the Redskins game, which, as it turns out, is tomorrow night. It's Friday night.
The scrimmage is tomorrow?
Yes, the Redskins and Ravens scrimmage, which is not even a real game.
It's at FedEx Field, right?
Yes. It's 7-on-7,
right.
And they've sold the goddamn place out.
Sure.
They sold it out.
Go team, go.
People love the football.
Yeah, they do.
And it's really cool because at one point, the Redskins offense, 7 of them are going to be opposing blood, sweat, and tears. It's going to be great.
That's cool.
Great. It's got a great concert after.
It does.
So we have 1 4-pack of tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a real fast impromptu version of Make Us Laugh.
Make Us Laugh. Now, this is a very subjective,
come on now.
Subjective contest.
It's time to make us laugh. And keep in mind, Mike's the easiest laugh.
I am indeed.
But it has to be a real laugh.
I basically changed that, though, over the last 3 weeks, as that trend of us getting our balls busted has continued.
As I've been vilified?
As you've been vilified.
So what you want to do is call. You can either have a joke, a story,
an impression,
or just a witty aside.
Right.
Be the first person to make us laugh, and you will win the last 4 tickets we have for the Redskins and the Ravens tomorrow night at FedEx Field. And let's start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Turn your radio down, please. That does not make us laugh.
I got a joke for you. I'm the guy that towed your car away.
That is not funny.
That's not making me laugh. Let's go to the next one.
And that is not arable. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I've got a joke.
Okay, you know, not necessarily a joke. I guess I said joke.
It can be, but we don't like jokes.
Because generally, most of them suck. Okay, go ahead.
There are 3 tomatoes, a mom and a dad and a kid. And the kid's walking behind the mom and the dad. And the dad squishes the tomato, the little baby, and says, catch up.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm not laughing.
Both Mike and Buzz are turning their heads away.
I'm not laughing.
So as not to laugh at that.
I don't even know what it is. How can I laugh at it?
That cheapens the content.
I know. I understand that.
Simply laugh at that.
I'm trying.
You like it.
No,
you
laugh,
you like it.
I didn't like. Now I don't like him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey, is Buzz
there?
I'm here.
Buzz, do you have birthday parties for your cat?
No, not usually.
Are you trying to make us laugh?
No, sir. I was just curious.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Just wanted to know.
All right. That whole concept would make me laugh.
You know, I would start laughing more and more as we went deeper into the Buzz Burbank birthday party for his cats, as he has the cats sitting up in, like, high chairs with hats.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What do you call cheese that's not yours?
What?
Nacho cheese!
Oh.
So corny, it's funny.
Oh, my.
I didn't laugh.
Is the rule we both have to laugh?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I just want to tell that last caller, but for some reason, that hit the funny bone.
With me.
Yes, it did.
Not with anybody else.
That surprises me sometimes.
But I didn't laugh.
I think after 15 years, you know what's going to get a guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher,
hey.
Oh, bang. No, come on.
Rob, Rob's on the floor back in the studio.
Yeah, timing.
Rob, that hit.
See, Mike? It's
and I'm laughing at Rob, not that guy.
It's a perverse group we have.
It is.
That's why you got to make all of us laugh.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
We're perverse and we're diverse.
Absolutely.
Hello, make us laugh.
What does one lesbian vampire say to a female?
Come again?
What does one lesbian vampire say to a female victim?
What?
Same time next month.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right. Rabbi Goldberg gets a call from the IRS. The IRS says, Rabbi Goldberg, you have a congregant named Seymour Feldman? He says, yes, we do. He says, we understand that Seymour Feldman donated $10,000 to your synagogue. He says, yes, he will.
You're wasting valuable Thank you. Time. Thank you. That is why you are the best phone person in the business.
Good move.
Because you didn't go any further with that painful exercise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Make us laugh.
The disclaimer on the back of the crisp tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
I had a little slant on that, and it went like this. Cunny has been shown to be an effective decay preventive dentifrice of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care.
No, not funny,
no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Close, very close.
Why do the Scottish wear kilts?
Why?
Because a sheep can hear a zipper from like a mile away.
Oh, come on. Hello, this is like the Rick Dean show now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike!
Nope. Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hi, guys. I just have one question. Who invented sarcasm?
Who invented sarcasm?
Mm-hmm.
Was that like referring to our last bit?
Are you trying to make us laugh, or are you trying to ask a question?
Just answer the question. Who invented sarcasm? Do you know?
No, who invented sarcasm?
I did.
Are you? I don't get it. Is this a call trying to make us laugh?
Yeah, that was the joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Christ.
Hello. Can't anybody make us laugh?
Very strange. Some people have come close today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Make us laugh.
All right, you guys ever watch Crocodile Hunter?
Sure.
So I was, never mind.
Yeah. Good move.
Okay. Now that made us laugh.
Made us laugh, but he's gone.
Right. Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Hello.
All right, Don.
Make us laugh.
Man, there's this old woman. They don't like to call it having sex, so they call it doing the laundry. They go to bed, the old man leans over, he elbows the old lady and says, hey, you want to do some laundry? She goes, no, not tonight. The next night, he does the same thing. She goes, no, not tonight. The third night, she leans over, elbows him and says,
okay, when you get to like the third night, mm-hmm. you lose.
Yeah,
please.
It's just too long. We're on a time frame here.
Anybody telling a joke? Take out that middle step. Just go right from the first night to the last night.
Technically, not that I want these jokes, but technically, the knock-knock joke, from a time standpoint, is the perfect amount of time.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike. A guy goes to a doctor, and he's having problems getting it up with his wife. So the doctor says, we have this revolutionary new procedure where we can put an elephant's trunk muscles into your penis. The guy's desperate, so he's going to try anything. He goes through the procedure.
This is not a funny joke.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, it is. It is.
No, it's not. I've heard it before. Hello, Don and Mike.
Too long.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, can I get it? Make him laugh?
You, go ahead. Make him laugh.
Oh, okay. Hey, what does an elephant use for a tampon?
What?
A sheep.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
That is a good joke.
Okay.
I am sorry.
Does that count?
I laughed. Yeah.
You laughed.
Yes.
Did you laugh, Rob? Rob laughed. Buzz, did you laugh?
Yes, I did.
Even Buzz laughed?
Okay. That's a great joke.
Is it good?
That is it. You win.
Oh, cool.
You win. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm from Alexandria right now.
Mike, you have won our last four tickets for tomorrow night's overhyped and overpriced Redskins-Ravens scrimmage at FedEx Field.
That's the kind of joke we like. Yep. Short and sweet.
Bizarre.
Including the has-been concert. Enjoy your time.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And isn't it funny that the guy that had the elephant tampon joke is going to see Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Thank you. You made us laugh.
Okay, cool, guys. I listened to you guys for like past 5 years, man. I love you guys to death.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop vilifying me, though. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
See? That's how simple it is. What does an elephant use for a tampon?
A sheep.
It's real nice.
Never heard it. Never heard it in my life.
We're easy laying.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
That's how easy it is. Thank you for making us laugh. We got to do a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't. Nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
All right, we're almost up to buzz time. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
May I speak to Rob A?
Yes, he's here.
Rob A?
Hi.
Hi, racist Rob A.
What do you mean, racist?
I live in Greenville.
Yeah, what's your problem?
There's a great Klan museum you need to visit.
Hey, I don't care for that. I'm not racist.
Okay.
Sure you are, Rob.
No, I'm not.
Be honest, Rob.
I'm very much so.
Rob A, there is a Klan museum and gift shop for all your Klan shopping needs.
Great. I'll be there.
Would you like a postcard?
Please send me one.
I'll send
me all your Klan paraphernalia.
Well, I'm not part of it. I just found it.
I bet you are, and I want it from you. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a joke.
Thank you very much, trusted friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You bunch of radio god bastards.
Hi.
I want to thank y'all for your service to our country.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're very welcome. How may we serve you, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk to Mike because when y'all first came on to PEK, that's where I listen out of Greenville, and I'm real sorry about the previous caller. But you were busting Mike's balls about listening to jazz, and in particular, Louis Prima.
Hey, Louis Prima, Louis Prima.
And I just wanted to see if Mike, I know he's got kids, small kids. I got a 7-year-old daughter, and I love watching The Jungle Book with her.
I watch it, too, and it's got a big Louis Prima segment on the end, because Louis Prima was king of the jungle.
That's correct.
He was like the orangutan character.
That's correct. And the little thing they show about him at the end is really cool.
Yeah, I do. I've seen that. I've watched it. I mean, my kids watch. That's their favorite movie. So we watch it all the time. We watch that long version where they show how it's made.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I love you guys.
Let's make sure. You're not a member of the Klan, are you?
Oh, I live in Georgia.
All right, very good.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, right. And there's nobody in the Klan in Georgia. That's right.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey, baby.
Hi, I'm the one that had the dog that barked 85 times 30 seconds.
Oh,
my husband just got home. Will you tell him that my dog really did that?
Well, honey, this lady's crazy, right?
She's nuts.
Certifiably nuts. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
How y'all doing?
Listen, your wife is a nut.
Is she?
I'm serious. and her dog never barked 85 times.
She's making that up.
It never happened.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Get her to the loony bin.
All right.
Get yourself a big butterfly net.
All right.
Get a Good Humor Man ice cream suit.
Yeah, get some antennas for.
Right.
Okay, bye.
She's lying to you. She never won a contest.
Now she's going to turn on us.
Those bastards.
You see, she did win a contest a long time ago.
Yes.
And we were foolish enough to give away $10 a bark. She almost won $1,000.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to tell you about some of the clubs in Spain.
Some of the clubs where?
In Spain. Isn't your son in Spain?
Some of the clubs in Spain?
Some of the clubs in Spain.
Do I have to endure another one of these calls?
It was a normal dance club. All of a sudden, they're clearing the dance floor off. This woman comes out, and this robot comes out, and it's got dildos coming out of it. he starts doing the robot.
Oh, no, he told me about that, the robot dildo club. He told me all about that.
All the kids went there,
yeah,
right?
They all loved it. They had their Coca-Colas and enjoyed their time at the robot dildo club.
Fantastic. And the robot spoke Spanish.
Hola. Welcome to the robot dildo club.
Bueno.
Say, that is a nice bullfighter's hat you have on. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Rich from Stockton. There's a second part of that, though. Cheap joke.
No, thank you.
No, you don't do that.
Don't
that's
ruin
not,
it.
That's
don't,
the first rule.
Don't taint that beautiful.
You don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it.
Listen, here we go. I'm just going to hang up on that guy.
Yeah, good.
From the tabloids. The tabloids this week are virtually useless because they're all full of Cunny Lee Gifford stories, right? All of the stories are Cunny Lee gets even. Cunny Lee leaving the show. Regis really loves Cunny Lee.
Now they're trying to give her one last nice shot,
right.
You know, just to say, like, all the other crap they've been doing. The Globe, even the Globe being nice to her?
Yep. Oh, the Globe has a very flattering story about Cunny Lee Gifford.
Really?
On page three. Well, it's not really about her, because, you know, the Globe's the one that printed the pictures of Gift with the Stew.
Right.
It's Regis's big regret. He wishes he'd romanced Kathy Lee.
Oh, my God. Total fabrication.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but in the Globe, a great picture of Madonna pregnant.
Really?
Wearing a T-shirt that's obviously too small for her. And her big, gigantic baby belly hanging out.
God, that's like her jeans are like halfway down her butt.
The only good thing in this week's Globe is an article about who hates who on Friends.
Like the cast members,
right.
Infighting between the cast members?
Interesting. And it seems, I was just glancing over it, hold on. Who hates who on Friends? According to this article, out of the six Friends, there's really only one person that everybody hates.
I could almost tell you.
Who do you think it is?
Yeah, I might be wrong, but it's got to be Schwimmer.
I'd say Schwimmer. And that was my guess also.
Right.
And yes, it's Schwimmer.
Oh, good.
It's Schwimmer.
Good, good, good.
It says Jennifer Aniston. Here's what I'll tell you: the bad stuff they say about everybody. Then I'll get to Schwimmer. The worst things they can say about Jennifer Aniston is that she's the number one flubber of lines, meaning that she screws up a lot and she causes rehearsals to go longer.
Yeah, but I also think she's the best actress on the show, best actor period on the show. Right?
And it's really the best tease.
Oh yeah.
In show business.
And I think she's the funniest. I think she's the funniest
one
on
the show. The most perfect teeth ever.
You know, imagine that combination. Great actress, the funniest, and perfect teeth. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Lisa Kudrow. Mm-hmm. Here's the worst they could say about her. She's moody, and she's difficult. She's the one who's most unlike her character. She's not flowery and a hippie chip. Once she called a script crap. Right in front of the writers.
Ooh, oh.
That's the worst. But listen.
Moody.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's a relatively big deal. They had one script. She said it was crap.
But you know how I feel. I mean, when, you know, we're not like that.
Matthew Perry. Let me see.
Totally effed up all the time.
Matthew Perry's personal demons.
There's the
reported weight problems. He's well-liked by the staff.
Sure.
Right. Even when he gets caught in embarrassing situations. One night. A writer thought Matthew Perry was gone for the day, swung his dressing room open without knocking. He found Matthew completely naked, getting it on with a staff member.
There you go.
And they talk about eating, that he goes a lot of times without eating.
Right.
Then he'll go on down the catering tables with gusto. That's the worst that they can say about him. And, of course, he's a horrible driver.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Matt LeBlanc. Here's what they say about Joey. He has women throwing themselves at him left and right. And he plays a retard on the show. I'm paraphrasing here.
Right.
But he is actually very smart, and he works very hard to learn his lines.
Okay.
But I have nothing bad to say about him.
I saw him interviewed a couple of times. I think he's kind of dull.
He's great in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Cox. They say she's the goofiest of the Friend stars. Everybody likes her. She is like a real-life Phoebe. With her head always in the stars.
Oh, look who she married.
She believes in New Age ideas. Everybody thinks David Arquette is the one who's off the wall. But the truth is, she's the biggest goofball. So,
okay.
You know, I'm reading through this and I'm saying, really, the worst thing they've written about any of the Friends is that Lisa Kudrow...
was kind of bitchy.
...said one time that a script was crap.
Right.
And then you get to Schwimmer.
Oh, yes. And all the ammunition is for Schwimmer. although his publicist claims he's the best like cast member.
Right.
You know, and right there, that's a red flag.
Yeah, if you have to say that, if you have to have...
If your publicist has to say you're the best liked friend...
Right.
Okay. Even though his publicist claims he's the best liked cast member, Schwimmer is a complaining control freak whose stardom on Friends has gone to his head. He's an egocentric actor who's angered his Friends castmates when he went behind their backs to get the show's writers and producers to make Ross the star of the show. But to appease him, they gave him an easy episode to direct. That backfired when the other five friends gave him attitude when he tried to direct them.
Mm-hmm.
David stormed off, slammed his dressing room door. Another time, Schwimmer complained that having Ross like spy novels made him look like a dork, and he suggested science fiction books instead.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, that won't make you look like... Matt LeBlanc said, "What's the difference?" And David snapped. "There's a difference to me, and that's what counts."
Ooh.
That was the answer from David Schwimmer.
Lovely.
Oh. And once he refused to tape a scene begging Rachel to return to him because he thought that is beneath him.
Okay, so he sounds like maybe he's a ween.
Uh-huh. The studio audience left confused because the episode missed a key scene. The scene was shot a week later with dialogue rewritten to David Schwimmer's liking.
You know, beware of the guys that have to direct the sitcom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been out there and seen a couple of these things done, and it just seems to me, you know, the director by nature, it's a nasty little position.
Yeah, what I think is funny, the way they write this, they gave him an easy episode to direct. And then who can blame the other five friends? You know,
right.
When all of a sudden Schwimmer is telling them what to do.
Absolutely. I mean, you go from being one of the guys to, you know, you're the boss, and it's horrible.
And then it backfired when the other friends gave him attitude.
Right.
Yeah,
I,
right.
I would love to be there for that.
Like, he says, hey, listen, Matt. No, when you come through the door, come through with authority. And he goes, hey, listen, F you.
Yeah, absolutely.
F you. So that's the only decent thing out of the tabloids this week.
There it is.
The fact that David Schwimmer is the most hated friend. Buzz, hold on. I know it's time for news, yeah. But we have another call coming in on the hotline right now. Hello?
Gary. Hello. Stop talking about me.
Listen.
I know you're talking about me. I don't want you.
Why not?
I want to say one more time to you.
Yeah.
About me.
Yeah.
If you talk about me, I'm going to go to Tom, who'll go to Ken, who'll go to the big guy.
Okay, for the last time.
Certainly, I heard you talking. I invented Friends.
For the last time on today's show.
I invented the concept of the situation comedy.
Instead of being so small time and so petty.
I also invented the Harry Potter books.
That you have to go to management to get disc jockeys to stop saying your name. Why don't you either fire back at the disc jockeys or try to do a decent radio show? That would be the easiest way to shut everybody up.
Well, I've got the goods on you guys, okay? I've got the goods on you guys. And just don't talk about me, or you're going to be getting a meeting. You're going to be taking a meeting real soon. And just remember, I don't have to worry about you, because I invented everything. Do you understand me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Do you understand me? I invented cell phones, the wristwatch, french fries, water, the Palm Pilot, the garbage disposal, dentine, and cocoa butter, along with check. I invented all those things. Just remember, don't talk about me. You understand? Oh, look at you. What I would do to you. Oh, I want to do you. Ooh. Stop talking about me, or I'll talk to Thomas, I'll talk to Ken, I'll talk to the big guy. All right? Goodbye, Robin.
You know, he keeps calling with that crap.
Won't give up.
I don't understand. World where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight? The fact that disc jockey's called us like five times today?
Oh, there's nothing important about that.
What is the lead story, Buzz?
Tonight, the Jerry Springer Show murder case grows hair.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
You want to say that again?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right, we're about to find out. show, our tribute to Connie Lee Gifford.
Oh, it'll be stirring.
Including total review and recap of our final show with Regis.
Excellent.
Also tomorrow, the brand new low budget Jeff Hardy. And be it as football starts this weekend, God damn, that's fantastic.
There you go.
That is the greatest that there's going to be real football on this weekend.
I know every year at this time you get a little excited.
I really do. I love it.
Like Christmas.
It's like Boner City. I swear to God. Dennis Miller's first game is Monday night.
God, it's hard to believe it's that quick.
Hall of Fame game Monday night. So tomorrow we will have our favorite Giants quarterback, Phil Sims. He will be on the show with us tomorrow. Buzz, hold on one call before we go to news. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hi.
Come on, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Well, just on your football note real quick, I have to tell you, this is J-Rock from Springfield, and Dante Culpepper is going to get the ring in Minnesota. You can bet on that.
Well, I don't care about that, Grandpa. What did you have to say?
Okay. You know you're a little ringer, the winner in the contest last night? She is a professional dancer.
The lady that won?
You mean the girl
and
with
I
the...
Did get, yes, and I did get to see her armpits. They weren't as hairy as you say they are.
Oh, they're very hairy.
They were just a little... I've seen a little stubble. She was definitely the best dancer.
Were you at the show? What are you doing? Were you at the show? You can't say that. I was told the guy had some pertinent information about where the girl works.
She's a dancer for the Redskins.
Well, that doesn't count.
Red skinette.
The only time it gets hinky is if it's a professional stripper.
Right.
Right. Well, she's a professional. She dances for a football team.
That doesn't count,
Doesn't count at all. That doesn't make her an exotic dancer, and we didn't know she's not our ringer.
That's true, and there's no such thing as the Red Skinette anymore anyway.
She wasn't y'all's ringer, but she was a ringer for the concert. No, she wasn't a ringer. She came with me.
It's the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, right?
Right.
That's where they changed the name.
Pretty much a professional.
So what? And she came with you.
In an amateur contest.
And what are you? Is she was? Why are we? So you obviously are trying to get her in trouble.
No, she doesn't dance with them anymore. About 2 years ago.
Then why you care? What's your point?
Then what's the point? Then you're not giving us any...
I heard a girl say that she actually accused you of having a ringer in there or something.
No. A ringer would be a girl who worked in a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a girl that we had perhaps paid to participate in the contest. That would be a ringer. That would be a ringer.
The fact that the girl who won the contest last night used to be a Redskinette means nothing.
Right. Which means she was a professional dancer.
No. I believe it is an insult to all professional dancers to say that the Redskinettes, the Raiderettes, or the Cowboys cheerleaders are professional dancers.
Well, when you get paid to do something, does that make you a profession in that?
Not necessarily.
I think getting up and participating in the underwear fashion show and cheerleading, they're two distinctly different things. If it was a dancer, an exotic dancer, that would be a different story.
I do not consider the Washington Wizards girls to be professional dancers.
Have you seen them?
Sure.
Professional dancers. They look great.
They're not professional dancers.
Bosoms and butt was there.
They're cheerleaders.
Right.
I'll tell you what
they
you are.
Need to dance.
No.
With your clothes on.
You're a professional asswipe.
Right.
You are. Are you always this difficult?
No. Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen. Girls,
I'm mad at your girl Laura.
Wait a minute, our producer Charles Broyhill is coming in here.
I was just curious if someone who cooks hamburgers at McDonald's is a professional chef.
A chef? Well, possibly a professional cook, but a professional chef. I think to be a chef, you probably have to go. You could go to culinary school.
And listen, to be a dancer, I would say that you would have to be like a girl with the New York City Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dancer.
And it still wouldn't count as being a ringer if a Rockette came into our contest.
I know, but I'm just making the point about a girl who was a Redskinette.
Right. And your whole premise, if we can go back to this, is that you called and said, she is a ringer. No, she is not a ringer.
And Redskinettes or Cowboys cheerleaders or Jets cheerleaders.
The ringer was your girl, Laura, was the ringer, right?
What do you mean, our girl, Laura? And who's Laura?
Laura?
Who are you talking about?
Laura, your head on these nuts. Out of Springfield, Virginia.
Okay, this guy has to die.
This guy has to
be punished.
I'm the best.
No, you're not.
You're the best?
I've gotten you twice on the same Laura.
No, but I mean, we actually put a ban on that. So, I mean, we weren't actually
right,
looking for
it.
Right,
and I know I broke the ban.
Right.
This feature.
Oh, get it? Get it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
The number you are trying to call.
Okay.
Get it.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys have to be taught the hard way.
Absolutely.
That guy just collectively wasted
right.
5 minutes of our time.
Mm-hmm.
What I, you know, and what's sick is I really could have gotten to a serious discussion with
I know.
Him about how Redskin ads and Raven ads and Raider ads are not professional dancers.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheerleaders.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay. You know what to do with it.
There we go. Very good.
Call the blade.
Buena suerte.
Professional ass blade.
Absolutely.
Call the blade.
He'll know and he'll learn.
And let me see. Let me just think about writing the ad right now. Guys, my mouth is open.
I'm waiting for you.
Your jizz. Hold on. Hold on. Robbie, really take this down. Guys, my mouth is your receptacle.
I want to be your toilet. Badly.
Park your 727 in my hangar of love.
Nothing too wild.
No need for blood tests. Please, no condoms.
Right. Signed, your servant.
P.S. Love bondage. Beat me. Torture me. Give it to me. And then put the guy's phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Look forward to it.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Those ads are very inexpensive to take out of the various gay magazines.
Very cheap, and they get great responses.
Very inexperienced.
There you go.
He is. That guy says he's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, Robbie?
Want me to read it back?
Yeah.
Guys, my mouth is your receptacle. I want to be your toilet. Park your 727 in my hangar of love. Nothing too wild. No need for blood tests. No need for condoms. Beat me. Torture me. Signed, your servant. Yada, yada, yada. Blah, blah, blah.
Excellent.
Very nice.
That's
all
a
right.
Good ad.
Hallelujah.
Get that right out to all of the free newspapers.
Very Would good. That make him a BJ ringer?
There you go. And you know what? As a matter of fact, Rob?
Yes?
Don't just do it around here. Get some of those papers we picked up on the street in New York.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And perhaps we get some information on the Sacramento area,
yeah,
too.
Sure. There should be no reason that this guy shouldn't be getting calls from friends all over America.
Amen.
And with Baltimore, just a short helicopter hop up the pike.
Right. Oh, and hold on. STD, no problem.
There you go. That's perfect. That's a PS.
PS, STD, no problem.
Fantastic. Good job.
That's how you take care of a guy who wants to call the show and bust balls,
right.
And even after he does it, wants to gloat about the
right.
fact
exactly.
that he's done it now three times and how dumb we are.
We'll put that in bold type.
Very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay $10 for that.
Absolutely.
It gives us a lot of joy.
Worth it.
A lot of satisfaction.
A lot of pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Satchmo.
Oh, Satchmo's calling.
I've seen Toya too. And I've watched her grow. She seems so cool, so mellow. So I think to myself, does she swallow?
Thank you, Satchmo.
Thank you, Satchmo. I
appreciate it.
He had called earlier to say Satchmo's calling.
Very good.
Buzzy.
Yes.
Buzzy, news and comment time.
Okay. Well, the murder case that's at least remotely connected to the Jerry Springer show keeps getting more intriguing. A man and his current wife are wanted by police in Florida for allegedly killing the man's ex-wife just hours after the airing of a Springer show the three of them taped together back in May. They had accused the ex-wife of stalking them. The ex was fighting the couple over ownership of the house they all shared. And this week, the ex was found beaten to death in that house. Now, we've learned that the ex warned a judge her former husband had threatened to kill her. And now,
That man and his new wife are believed to be in the state of Maine, ready to leave the country.
Well, I don't want them in my state. You get the hell out of here. I don't want some sleazy, slimy springer murderer.
The man is German, and police think he's trying to get to the German embassy in Canada.
God damn it, get those krauts out of here.
The woman is...
Hi. Hi, I have to get out of the country immediately. I was going to take the Concorde a few days ago. And I was supposed to be on the ship to, where was that ship going to?
The boat?
Ecuador. I was going to Ecuador on the ship Deutschland.
Well, you get out of Maine. We don't need you here right now. I'm telling you, I'm going to call Martha and Vigil. You get your ass out of here, you murdering slime bag.
Hello. I need to get out of this town.
Bad week for Germans.
Yes, it is.
What week is it, Mike?
I'll never forget.
Never forget.
Never. The woman is Native American and is believed to be headed for a reservation in Canada.
Hold on. Buzz, hold on. Gotta do this because we spent so much time teaching that fellow a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You see...
Off caller ID.
That's how
yes,
it's done.
Even if you got a call block, we've got the call block.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the number.
Excellent.
And eventually we get sick of it and we take out a personal ad.
Absolutely.
So, you know, enjoy. That's what we were doing. Stand by. More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no brain.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
Correct. And now here's... Buzz.
If there's anything you've been meaning to download through Napster, you may only have about 24 hours left to do it.
Only the files of our show, Buzz.
Seven judge in San Francisco yesterday did the expected and ordered the song sharing service to, in effect, shut down. There would still be a Napster. There just wouldn't be anything there you'd want.
You know, I went on there today, as a matter of fact.
Did I?
And I tried to locate the Don and Mike clips.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's so much crap on Napster. I didn't know where to look.
Right.
I didn't know. I mean, I scrolled down and I got like two... Doobie Brothers,
uh-huh.
You know, and I started going down through the D's,
right.
And it was like 25 pages of stuff that started with D, and I finally realized that I'm just wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like actually
that.
A major, major blow to this company and all the other ones, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this means that they all could come tumbling down.
So far, but it's not over yet. Now, first let me tell you that the judge's order says Napster has to stop making available copyrighted music. The judge, siding with big record labels, said Napster had, quote, created a monster. Clearly, in the recording industry's corner, the judge hinted that Napster would lose the lawsuit that's been filed against it. When Napster lawyers brought up the law that allows us to record music in our homes for private use, the judge snapped, it doesn't apply. Here's what happened today since the Napster ruling. For one thing, Napster says...
Who's the judge? Judge Judy?
It is a female judge.
Judge Joe Brown?
I don't have her name at my fingertips, but
Judge
it is a female judge.
Judge Reinhold.
Napster is appealing, as of today, and trying to stay in business
it's
at least...
damn appealing, Buzz. I love the concept.
At least until the lawsuit goes to court. The metal band Metallica says it is elated at the ruling. It led the charge against Napster. But there's backlash on the internet. One chat room user says he will never again listen to Metallica or buy their music. Other music lovers have started using a service that hasn't been told to shut down.
What's that?
Scour. Works exactly like Napster.
S-C-O-U-R?
S-C-O-U-R.
.com?
Works just like Napster.
Hold on, let me write that down, Buzz.
But Scour also allows users to trade photos and videos in addition to music.
Any naked photos?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know that for a fact, but I would be surprised if they weren't there.
Beautiful.
Hey, welcome to Scour.
Hey, Sheriff. Don't get too happy if you hear the government struck a deal with internet advertisers to protect your online privacy. It's true, there is such an agreement, but 90% of the internet advertisers have not signed on to the deal. Those who have are not required to go along. The program's voluntary. And even those advertisers can still gather information about you. They just are supposed to tell you about it first. Sting has become the first celebrity to lose a battle over his internet domain name. There are cyber squatters out there who stake their claim on celebrity names, only so the celebrity will have to buy it from them later at inflated prices.
Cyber squatters.
Oh. One guy bought the name Sting.com, but he says he bought it years ago, and Sting was not able to prove the guy did it just to cheat him. Officials also point out that Sting isn't really Gordon Sumner's name, and that it is a common English word, and that the singer never bothered to register that word as a trademark.
What about Beekeeper?
That I don't know if that's available.
Kind of goes with Sting.
Yeah.
What about Slash?
Yes.
you know, from Guns N' Roses. He's not as big as Sting, but...
No.
Is that a common English word, slash?
I guess slash.
Yes, I think it would be defined as such, but the question then would be, did he copyright it? Or is it his real name? Did his parents name him Slash?
Entirely possible.
Hey, baby Slash. Baby Slash. Look at that little baby with the big hair.
Hey, Mom. Where's me top hat?
Me cigarette.
When you're only looking at less than 1/500th of what the net has to offer... A new report says the World Wide Web is so big and growing so fast, no existing search engine can keep up with it. The study says there are about 550 billion documents stored on the web at the moment. And the report put together by a company that hopes to change all this says all the current engines combined can only access about a billion of those documents.
Let me show you what our search engine is like here.
Okay.
At the station, I don't want to say that our equipment sucks,
But you designed this search engine
a long time ago. Uh-huh. For instance, I'm going to type in scat.
Okay.
Our computers here at the station work just a little slower than most of them around the country. There it is. There's our search engine. Look at the remotes. See, it's not coming up with anything.
This is not the best search engine I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know who invented it. The search engine.
Nothing yet.
Thank you, everybody.
If ever, and speaking of, keep that sound handy.
We'll be here tomorrow.
If ever a flight was doomed from the start, it was that Concorde that crashed outside Paris this week. You may have heard that one of the plane's engines got some last-minute service before takeoff. We now know that the pilot...
You are fine. Go ahead. Thank you.
The pilot insisted on that last-minute work. And that was the engine that failed, spewing out fire and parts that have now been collected from the runway.
Hello? This is the... Let me turn that off for a second. This is before the crash.
Right, yeah.
Hello? This is the pilot of the Concorde. I am looking for engineer Charles Stueng... Let me see if I pronounce this correctly. Stueng Stabilak?
Uh-huh.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I have noticed a problem in the engine of my airplane.
Well, I've been working on it with my partner, Mr. Ottinger, and it looks fine to me. Go ahead. You can fly now.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Have a good flight. Merci, blah, blah, blah.
The thing fell apart. Latest report says there were pieces and parts everywhere along the runway, along with chunks of the plane's tires. The black boxes revealed that the fire started on the runway and that the landing gear failed on the way up.
Hello, bonjour, Monsieur Charlie.
Yes, how are you?
Well, the plane is on fire right now.
Oh, that's not good. all right.
I believe I am heading right into a major hotel, Charlie.
Never mind.
Hello, Charlie. I need some help, Charlie.
Sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Let me speak to someone. Oh, my God. The plane is flipping over.
Lunchtime. I'm safe. Oh, no. Joe, we've got to get out of here right now. Quickly, play the exit music.
An American in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
After months of rumor and speculation, it appears Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are getting married. This Saturday, according to the Daily News, someplace...
That's lucky son of a bitch.
Someplace in Malibu.
Imagine that.
Jennifer's publicist has now confirmed this story. He is 36.
Do you, Brad Pitt, take these teats? I mean, woman.
He's 31.
But please, name the baby Harry.
Or Slash.
Mm-hmm.
Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein...
You think instead of putting a ring on her finger, to put a ring through each of those gigantic nipples?
We can only hope.
Wouldn't that be great?
Imagine that. Right at the ceremony. Better not hurt.
How could we get to that ceremony?
Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is very, very sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey.
He may have... Right.
Thank you. He may have cancer, according to Baghdad Insiders.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And other reports. Saddam made a much shorter than usual speech last week on the anniversary of his coming to power, and after his countrymen saw him, they were buzzing about his health. The 63-year-old looked haggard, according to witnesses.
Great news, Buzz. That's to pick me up. Hold on.
You're back.
We're up on a break. More happy days are here again. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go back now to a man who's been married 25 years. Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you.
And only slept with two women that whole time.
Right.
His wife and that other thing, that swapping thing.
That sweet gun thing.
Guy Berkeley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, how was the big anniversary night last night?
Well, there was only about 5 minutes before midnight of anniversary left when I got home.
You got a, Buzz and I were both racing to get home to our women last night.
Yes, yes, as was I.
We were having... No, I mean, Buzz and I were actually racing down Pennsylvania Avenue.
And we were racing to go out to breakfast. You passed Buzz, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
That's amazing.
Yes, I did.
That's hard to do because I generally move right along.
I passed him, and the only reason I passed him is because when I saw it was Buzz's car...
Right.
You know how Buzz has that thing where... If he's not exactly sure where he's going, sometimes he'll follow those who know.
He'll tell you.
Right. So what I did was I decided to play a game with Buzz.
Ah.
That what I did was I made the left turn onto Pennsylvania, off Pennsylvania,
right.
And then made a right turn on Constitution, and just hung there for a second until I saw you come around the corner, then made a left on 12th Street.
There you go.
You know, just to screw you up. You would follow me.
But I didn't.
No, and you didn't. Yeah. Game, set, and match.
He was focused on his 25th anniversary.
Right, because I was going to lead you, like, right into the bad neighborhood. And then ditch you there and then get back on Constitution.
But then you ended up in the bad neighborhood by yourself.
I did. I had a great time.
Good. Did Marcia have a gift for you when you got home?
Met my peeps.
Well, you might say that.
Oh. What do you mean we might say that?
No, actually, she did. She did have a nice gift for me.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Yeah. It's a gift certificate for a full body massage.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. From her or from a...
From a licensed professional.
You mean like one of those things like note paper that's entitled...
Right.
No, a real gift
certificate. A real one,
From a real place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you lay a little pipe last night?
I think you could say that.
Good man, Buzz.
Yeah. Good man.
You're my role model, Buzz. Yeah.
25 years and
25.
Still
you're giving it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Pork sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Time for some meat, honey.
I think.
Meat, honey.
There's love there.
There's love there.
Anniversary, honey.
We're making more money. The government today said Americans' wages and benefits grew by nearly 4.5% in the past year.
Tell that to the people who work here.
Biggest increase in 4 years. Yeah, here the limit is 4%.
Mm-hmm.
So 4.5 out of the question.
Right.
The network that brought you Rick Rockwell and Darva Conger is now looking for the sexiest bachelor in America.
Oh, we've got him, Buzz.
Zippy Chance.
There he is. Let's listen to him right now.
Didn't have time. Found out this morning.
He found out this morning that he's the sexiest bachelor in America.
Keep killing me.
Yeah, he's excited about it. All right. Why are you the sexiest man in America?
I'm fine with that.
I know you're fine with that, but what makes you think you're qualified?
Yeah. There's going to be some kind of punishment.
No, you know, he's not answering your questions, Mike.
He's speaking gibberish.
Keep grilling me. I definitely found it.
All right. He found it. He found the information. He's the sexiest bachelor in America.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. We agree. Very good. Sexiest Bachelor in America is the name of an upcoming show on Fox, a two-hour special to air October 2nd. It is essentially a Miss America pageant for men.
Hey, gang.
Yeah, he'll be there in his gold lamé posing trunks.
Abba-dabba.
There you go.
The PC mode.
The contest will feature 50 men, one from each state, and all the judges are women. There'll even be a formal wear and bathing suit competition. Any male who's a U.S. resident and 21 or over can enter through a website. So
I took the circuitous route, but I found it.
Yeah, he's talking about the website. It started Dennis.
Oh, no!
He's just kidding around.
There he is.
You never know.
Uh-huh.
There right? Go. There you go. America's Sexiest Bachelor.
Not a chance.
Well, he's honest.
You're right, Johnny.
She'd probably rather we didn't bring this up, but the wife of vice presidential candidate Dick Cheney wrote a kind of an interesting book 12 years ago.
She loves death.
Here you go. It didn't take long, did it? It's a novel called Body Politic, and it's about a vice president who dies of a heart attack. And is such a non-factor that his aides successfully cover up his death.
She's a kidder.
Lynn Cheney's husband has had three heart attacks and a bypass.
The book didn't get great reviews when it was first released, but the Daily News says St. Martin's Press is thinking about publishing it again.
Mm-hmm. Buzzy, only one more, please.
Okay, let's make it this. Oh, it's got to be this. When the Washington, D.C. area has a recipe for gridlock tomorrow night, it's not just another summer Friday with people headed for the beach. During rush hour on Friday, while some folks are headed home from work and others are headed for the Maryland shore, there'll be a Redskin scrimmage. Game starts at 7, so the Beltway should be the worst possible mess.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that tomorrow. It's going to be a real fuster claw.
Mm-hmm. For what it's worth, and I'm guessing not much, there will be shuttle buses from a couple of metro stations to FedEx Field.
Thank you.
For $5 a person.
That's that Dan Snyder. Good God.
He just keeps giving and giving.
7-on-7 scrimmage. $5 to get on the shuttle bus.
After you pay $20 to get into the stadium.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. Thank you, Mr. Burbank.
You bet.
So dabbing touchstones right there. Time for a call 100 prize package. We've selected especially for you. The phone number, same as it ever was.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is the story of
offering the audio equivalent of manual release. The Don and Mike Show.
I wish.
In sports, wayward Yankees slugger Daryl Strawberry has left the Florida drug clinic where he was doing another round of rehab. He tells the New York Daily News he left because he's broke and needs that money to support his family. But the paper says he was spotted in a South Florida sex club.
Yeah, he has a picture taken in there.
Trapeze 2, which features swapping and group sex. The club charges an expensive annual membership fee that is higher for men than for women.
Oh, man, he's still fighting those demons.
The club doesn't sell booze, but is BYOB. It's located
Bring your own bitches.
No, bottle in this case.
Oh, bottle. Excuse me.
But that too.
I've never heard of that.
It's located in Fort Lauderdale, which is also home to the sobriety clinic where Strawberry's just spent 3.5 months.
You know, it's just remind me, that's where you want to put a rehab center.
Yeah.
Lauderdale. Hey, come on down.
This news comes just after Strawberry applied for early reinstatement from his 1-year suspension from baseball. He wants to coach in the minors. On the Dallas Cowboys.
Coach people, Daryl.
Dallas will honor the late coach Tom Landry this season by wearing an image of his hat on their jerseys.
Great.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced the decision today at training camp.
We exhaustively pursued many different logos as a tribute and settled on his effing hat.
And as a tribute to Jack Kent Cook, Dan Snyder announced the Redskins will be wearing a prostate on their uniforms this year.
Congratulations, Mr. Snyder. Landry's image will also be on game tickets in Dallas this season. Finally, the good news is that 28-year-old Keith Quick is going to be all right, as much as a homeless guy can be all right, I guess. The bad news, for Keith anyway, is that he was asleep in a dumpster when the city trash truck came by early morning on Monday in Omaha, Nebraska. Keith got dumped, along with the garbage, into the truck, which then compacted the garbage. And Keith. The truck driver couldn't hear Keith at first, so he continued along his route.
I don't hear anything.
The driver continued compacting trash and teeth over and over again.
I love being a garbage man. I don't hear anything.
Keith is now sleeping in a nice clean hospital bed.
Oh, that's better.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
And we thank you, Buzz.
No. That's it. We got to go. Our thanks to Jake Steinfeld. Yeah. Don't quit. Don't quit. You know, his plug was here. It was sitting right there. Did you throw it away, Robbie?
Saturday night, 8 o'clock, UMBC, lacrosse.
Get rid of the whole big thing. Lacrosse
stars.
Listen, I promise I'll read it tomorrow on the show.
All right.
Tomorrow, Lamo, celebrity interview for $16,000 with Jeff Conaway. Also tomorrow from the NFL and CBS, our all-time favorite New York Giant, Phil Simms.
Good guy.
A brand new low-budget Jeff RD and our tribute
to Connie Lee Gifford.
Get out the handkerchief.
That is on tomorrow's show. Now call 100 time. Hello. Oops. Don and Mike show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
No, I'm sorry, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the effort. Thanks a lot, sure. Though. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got to be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hello. Don and Mike.
Call 100?
No, I'm sorry, you're not.
Sorry.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
There you go.
Finally.
Beautifully done. What's your name, sir?
Jake.
Hi, Jake. Where are you from?
All right.
Jake, you won Taco Bell Nachos.
Mm.
Try Taco Bell's new freshly made chips with nacho cheese sauce. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, Sunday night, 9 Eastern and Western, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're from Reno, right?
Yes.
Radio station KPLY.
AM, unfortunately.
Great affiliate in Reno. Well, listen, AM, FM, they run the whole show. Don't complain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gotta go. See you tomorrow with the new episode. Thank you and good night, Bud.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Okay, everybody. Tomorrow on the show, it'll be you and May.
Okay.
And we'll get back to that again, too.
All right.
Robbie, throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, please, trusted friend. Just like Sydney. Tyler.
More.
Wow, look how far back. Here we go.
Come on.
Oh, a little short.
Not a chance to catch him.
Yeah, we're going to do it once.
Not a chance. You need a giraffe neck to catch that one. We will see you tomorrow.
You just watched May.
See, you'll see May tomorrow. May. May.
So long, everybody.
Where's Gary?
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Simon Davis here is saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What?